have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way to stand up, stand up, stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of uniting them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Welcome to the show. It's Wednesday again. Believe it or not, it's Wednesday again. Amazing. You can get involved by calling 888-777-5773. 888-77-JESSE. We're uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. I forgot. Amazing. Thank you. So you can get involved by calling 888-77-5773. My biblical question, which is most interested, which are you most interested in, being something or doing something? Which are you most interested in, being something or doing something? Amazing question. Which are you most interested in? Interested in being something or doing something? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about protesting at New York University up in Oregon and San Francisco and around the country, you're protesting because you have hatred in your heart, or you are on your way to work, or you're about to go and do a smash and grab, or you're over at Thrifty's about to do some stealing, you could be listening to the show by calling the listen line on your iPhone or iPad. And once you've done all your stealing stuff and you're at home adding up to how much you stole, you can podcast the show as well. Isn't that amazing? You can call the listen line at 641-793-1500. 641-793-1500. Zero. Amazing. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Amazing. It's a spiritual battle. I'll just throw it out there for now. And I can see that the world, that my country, and not just my country, but the world, I always put my country first, America first, right? But the country and the world, but America is a cold, dark, evil world out there. It is evil. I didn't know how evil it was, but it is evil. Human beings are evil. Look at the suffering and punishment that human beings bring upon themselves as individuals, and then what they inflict upon others. And the others doesn't have to be a stranger other. It could be someone that's close to you. Your children, your parents, your husband, your wife, your so-called friends, workers, anyone. The government do it to one another in government. Government do it to one another in government. Military do it to one another in military. Mothers do it to their own children. Inflict the worst pain that you can inflict on another, because that's who you are. What you are is what you're putting out. And it's a dark, cold, evil, destructive world out there. It's amazing to see it. And the interesting thing about it, most people don't see, other people see that things are mean and others are mean, but they don't see how and why it is happening. It's a dog-eat-dog world on this earth. It is the Old Testament. And if you continue to live in it and be of it, you haven't seen the hell that not only are you going to bring upon yourself, but upon others. You have not seen it. You're not in control. It's amazing to me. It's mind-blowing. But in spite of all the darkness upon this earth, you could be in the light. And you would know you're in the light. Others may not know it, but you would know it. You would be at peace. And that's what it's talking about in the New Testament. And the one thing I notice about churches and preachers, both male and so-called female preachers, which isn't real, female preachers are not real, is that they encourage you, they teach you, they guide you into temptation, into darkness. They urge you to be of fear. And they urge you to be afraid of death. And they urge you and encourage you to see yourself as a sinner who, if you don't repent, you're on your way to hell. They teach you that by using the Bible. They teach you to always be in a state of fear. The church has put that upon you, the Pharisees. And they're all the Pharisees, because they're teaching you that you're something that you're not. They're inflicting hell upon you. Your parents do it to you. Your so-called friends do it to you. Your Christian friends do it to you. The Christians do it to the Jews. The Jews do it to the Palestinian. The Palestinian do it to the whomever they hate. The Jews or whatever. It's an evil world out there. It's almost, when you look out into the world, it looked like Christ never came. It looked like he didn't even come. But he did, and he settled a score. But you don't know about it because you won't look within. You won't work on you. You won't work on you. Isn't that amazing? You won't knock at the door so that it can open up for you. It's amazing. If you knock, the door will be open. If you question yourself, if you examine thyself, because it's going to get worse in the world. It doesn't have to get worse in you if you didn't want it to. But it's got to get worse in the world, and you're not going to be able to handle it. This is a hell on earth. And the way that you die, the way you drop your body, the state of mind that you're in when you drop your body, it's a state of mind that you're going to be in for eternity. Because there is no, like, real death except for the ego death, right? And if you drop your body in your ego, there's no way out. Look how tough it is for you to overcome the ego with your eyes open in your body. You're stuck. I wouldn't wait. I wouldn't. Now, you can if you want, but I wouldn't. I would take my eyes off everybody and keep them on me. And you'll see what's going on out in the world because wisdom will allow you to see it, and you're protected from it. And the government, they can't protect you. They won't. They don't want to. Matter of fact, they want to create situations for you where they even get even worse so that you can operate in fear even more so. The preachers want you to be of fear. That's why they don't tell you how to be free. They want you to be afraid of death. They want you to be afraid to live. They want you to continue to judge yourself as though there's a self to judge. They don't want you to be free. Isn't that amazing? And they use the Bible to do it with. And that is because they are lost. They are not free. A free person would tell you how to be free. An enslaved person would tell you how to be enslaved. Christ was free. He told us how to be free. How to be at perfect peace. And he didn't have any excuses why you couldn't be. He told you how. He explained how. But an enslaved person tell you how to be enslaved. And you were amen, that person. Amen, praise the Lord, thank you, Jesus. One day, when I die, oh, the Lord is coming down, and he's going to take you up. Look at the moon. It's going between the sun and the earth. God is coming back. Oh, Christ is coming back, they say. It's done already, folks, and you don't know it. And they lie to you. They lie to the blacks, pretending that they care about the blacks, and they can care two hoops and a holler about the blacks. Egos can only care about egos. Why do you think mothers destroy their children, the man's children, by keeping them away from him? It's about mama. They don't care about you. They could give 2 cents about you. It's mama way or no way. Whether you cry about it, whether you want your father or not, it's mama way. And if the court dare to tell the father, you can have so-called visitation, right, with your own children, right? Mama going to say, okay, court, you can say yes to that. And she makes sure that she make it as difficult as possible. That your father don't see you. He get frustrated. She's going to show up late with you. She's going to demand that the father come by himself. You can't have a girlfriend. You can't have nobody around. She'll make it impossible. Old Testament. No love. And to black folks around the world, and some of you are waking up, and I do recognize it, you got to pull away from the crowd if you want to be free. You're chasing a pipe dream by thinking that if you can just get all you can get from the white man and you can punish the white man that you're going to be free. No, you're not. No, you Not going to be free. Nothing on this earth can free you. And the government lies to you in order to use you for votes or whatever thing they want from you. And they really, I guess because of the reaction of the blacks over the last 70 years or so, they don't believe that the blacks will and are capable of thinking for themselves. They're having a hissy fit right now because many blacks are starting to support the great white hope. They're like, what, dog? We thought we had y'all. We focusing on the illegal aliens now. And the blacks are like, well, I don't have any money in my pocket. I don't have a job. What's going on here? MSNBC.com is reporting that Attorney General Merrick Garland's remark sounded like a desperate affirmation to people unimpressed with his work to support voting rights. Watch this from X.
The right to vote is still under attack. And that is why the Justice Department is fighting back. That is why one of the first things I did when I came into office was to double the size of the voting section of the Civil Rights Division. That is why we are challenging efforts by states and jurisdictions to implement discriminatory, burdensome, and unnecessary restrictions on access to the ballot, including those related to mail-in voting, the use of drop boxes, and voter ID requirements. That is why we are working to block the adoption of discriminatory redistricting plans that dilute the vote of black voters and other voters of color.
Amazing. Who invited him to that, look like an African church, I guess. Who invited him there to lie to the blacks like that about voting? Think about that. What was he thinking when he decided, whatever, I'm going to go to the black, look like an African church, they dress like African, and tell them we got to fight for your right to vote. After all this time, as though black people don't have sense enough to know they can vote if they want, and they don't have to if they don't want. Go down to the poll, just vote. They do that to appease your ego so they can grab to you and make you vote for them. And he seemed pretty desperate, Garland did. And those people sitting there thinking, look like they were thinking, what the? Obama wanted that on the Supreme Court, I'm told. Amazing. Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. When I become president, I'm going to turn back the hands of time. And if you don't own property, you cannot vote. I may still let the women vote. I might. I'm not sure. But if you don't own property, you won't be able to vote because you make a difference to them property owners. You have nothing to lose. Merrick Garland was Obama's last Supreme Court nominee. The Republican never approved him. Nice. Black people, the next time somebody come to your territory or wherever and tell you that you don't have a right to vote, and they're going to have to do some more stuff to enhance your voting right, and that the Republicans don't want you to vote, give them the finger. Just give them the finger and walk away. Just because they're saying that they think you're dumb and can't think for yourself. Here's what everyday black people think about this idea. Watch this from X.
Do you have ID normally? You carry ID around?
Yes, I have state ID.
Do you carry ID?
Yes, I do.
Do you know any black person doesn't carry ID?
No. Everyone that I know has ID. Why would they think we don't have ID?
That's a lie.
Yeah.
Why would they say that?
Because I have my ID and my friends have their ID. So like,
everybody that I know have ID. Like,
do you know any black adult who does not have ID?
No, I don't.
I heard a lot also that black people can't figure out how to get to the DMV.
Really?
What does that say to you?
I know it's that. We're on 25th Street.
Do you know where the DMV is around you?
It's on 125th Street and 3rd Avenue, I believe.
You know how to get there?
Yeah.
And I also heard a lot that black people, especially poor black people, have no access to the internet, can't figure out how to use the internet.
I had access to the internet for years. It's very, very ignorant.
Does it sound racist for somebody to say that?
I think it is a little racist because, you know, you're putting people in a category and you have no idea what you're talking about.
Maybe a little bit of racist in it, but like I said, I think it's more stupidity and ignorance.
You're judging somebody, like, but you're judging them because they're black, saying that they don't got it.
What people are they talking to? who are these people talking to?
That's right. It's amazing how they can say that about the blacks and just say it. And in a place like that church, where it appeared to be a church, he can get away with saying it. They say that black people don't know how to get down to the DMV to get an ID. They can vote for the Democrats, but they can't find their way to the DMV to get an ID. So we got to pass a law to make sure that the blacks be able to vote, whether they have an ID or not. That's coming from black and white people, especially liberals, and especially Democrats. And it's not racism. They hate you. It's not love. And if there's no love, it's only hate. And they don't care about you. They're just stroking your ego to make you vote for them. Isn't that amazing? And a lot of black people, yeah, and they... But that's the dark world that we live in. That's the Old Testament. And that's how he would be treating each other. It's just another example of it. There is no love. There's only hate in the Old Testament. Whether you realize it or not, you're living in the Old Testament and you have not entered into the new one within. And that's why you're still suffering. That's why you're still suffering. Here's what everyday white people think about this idea. Watch this from TikTok.
What's your opinion on voter ID laws?
Yeah, they're usually pretty racist. I think voter ID laws are a way to perpetuate racism.
Would you go as far as to say that those laws are racist?
For sure.
Do you think it suppresses the African-American vote?
Definitely. Because they're less likely to have state IDs.
These type of people don't live in areas with easy access to DMVs or other places where they can get identification.
Do you think that's harder for black people to go online?
Well, IDs? I feel like they don't have the knowledge of how it works.
Black people, you're allowing that to be out there, that image, which is not true. You know how to vote. You know how to get an ID. But because you let the Democrats treat you that way, that's what these young people think. And they feel sorry for you. And anyone that feels sorry for you hates you. It's not about racism. It's about love or hate. You can't be a both. You can only have one. Which one are you? Which one are you? Are you of love or are you of hate? Just in case you're wondering, if you have anger, any iota of anger, a little bit, you have hate. And they call it racism, but it's not racism, it's hate. Anyone that has anger is of hate. They have no love. Zero love. Ain't no love in you. You're pure evil and pure nasty and have fear. You're overwhelmed with fear. I don't want to hear that you don't have fear. You do have fear. Anyone that has anger has fear. Anyone that has fear has anger. It's a spiritual battle. I want to encourage you all, just during your leisure time, you know, don't trip out over it. Don't sit there and do it all night long. All night long, all night. Read the New Testament. Just take your time and read. Don't go through it in a year. And don't read to remember. Just read it and put it away. Read a little bit, put it away. Read a little bit, put it away. It's going to blow your mind. And when you read it, you're going to be an if person. You will be an if person, man or woman. You will overcome being a male and become a man. And you will overcome being a female and be a woman and become a woman. Isn't that amazing? If ever we needed you, Lord, we need you now. My America is dead. You can dig a hole and bury it. It's gone. Look how they're allowing the Allahu Akbar people in my country to say death to America and demand. And these some egghead people who have no idea what they're talking about or what they're doing. I saw a black woman protesting yesterday. And she was being interviewed, and she was like, from the ocean to the sea. Let me see, from the sea to the ocean. Something like that. And the mayor asked her, what sea? Which sea you wanted to go from to? What's ocean? She didn't even know. She went into like a daze. And she was like, what the? She didn't even know what she was chanting. She has no idea what sea or ocean she wanted to go from and to. Why don't you start thinking for yourself? What's wrong with that? Why don't you be an individual? Why don't you return to love? I'm told she was like, you know, the river next to Gaza and Israel. The river next to Gaza and Israel. Like, what the? They are there. They have no, I promise you, they have no idea what they're talking about. Somebody gave them a little few words to say, to sing, and to chant. That's about it. Isn't that amazing? If you don't know what you're talking about, why don't you just be quiet? There's nothing wrong with being quiet. You know what I mean? Be quiet and know. You don't have to say anything. There's no rule that says you have to say anything. Say something, I'm giving up on you. Say something. If you don't know what to say, stop talking. This is for bad friends. Bobby Lee gets a lesson on the history of slavery in Korea. Watch this from bad friends.
But some societies, like Koreans, I mean, they might have a god complex, but they don't have a history of oppressing another group of people.
Each other, right?
Are you out of your mind?
Yeah, what the?
What do you mean?
You don't think Asians had? They didn't oppress.
Koreans didn't have slaves. We didn't fly.
Did Koreans have slaves?
Yeah, Google that.
Yeah, because I think that's.
We were
Korea
kidding about
had the
Korean.
Longest unbroken chain of slavery of any society in history, spanning 1,500 years.
That's not what it says. Zoom it in. My eyes are blurry.
Go
Zoom
back,
it in.
Carlos. Go back.
I want to read it. All
read
right.
Read it out loud. You piece of.
Get close. All right. Korea had the longest unbroken chain of slavery of any society in history.
Fuck, bro.
Holy.
I have books. If you don't know what to say, be quiet. Quit break. Back in a moment. Your phone calls and super chats.
Step to spiritual, family, financial success guy. Even if you're not starting a business, but you have a job.
Oh, you're on welfare. It can help you if you do. Be doers of the word, all right? From rage to responsibility. From rage. That's what I write about in the first chapter, especially how I overcame. Scam. How the black leadership exploits black Americans. They are using them. The blacks are too willing to be used. And then my last book, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. They are all amazing books, and they are helpful. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com if you want an autographed copy, or call 800-411-2663. That was a bad out. Sorry about that. It was a bad out. But don't say nothing if you don't know what to say, what you're talking about. From the river to the sea. Where is the river and where is the sea? Over the next to Gaza. It is. Lord, have mercy. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. this morning. The Hake, H-A-K-E Report, from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific Time. And as you can see, James Hake is on fire. The guy with the good hair. And after the Hake Report, Joel Friday TV, better known as Arkansas, building and putting relationships back together again. Amazing. And after Joel Friday TV, the American Anchor Baby. He ain't an anchor baby for nothing. He's giving back to America. Natural energy and flying high. Not off pot, not off fentanyl, not off Geritol, but natural energy given to him by God. Amazing, huh? 888-7753-773. There's nothing wrong with being quiet if you don't know. Just be quiet. You're not forced. There's no rule that says, no law that says you have to respond. Denise. Yeah, be okay with just saying, I don't know. What the? Denise is a first-time caller out of California. Denise, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse Lee.
Hey, Denise.
I am so ecstatic to be on here this morning. And I just want to say I agree with everything you're saying, literally. Like, everything you say, I literally agree. And I am a black woman in America.
She black?
Yes, I am.
Amazing. Well, I appreciate
and
you calling.
I so like in agreement with everything that you're saying, and it's not a lie. Nothing that you're saying is not a lie. And black people right now, we are just some of the ununited people in America right now. We just need to be united, really, and stand here, like you said, because they are building this stuff for us to fail. And I definitely believe that I am a Republican, so I definitely believe that the Democrats are lying to everyone. And I know for sure that they're setting everybody up for failure. Like, look at San Francisco. Look at a lot of places, Los Angeles. Look at a lot of these places, definitely in California, that the Democrats have a hold of, and it's just going to crap.
Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah.
Literally. So, yes, I do definitely believe everything that you're saying, and I love everybody. So they probably think I don't love them, but I really do love them. That is exactly why I just say what's on my mind. I am not afraid. I'm not afraid of not no one but God himself. And everyone is just lost right now. And everyone is using the government, using everyone. They're working. They're doing criminalized stuff, but they still scamming welfare, still scamming the government, but they're still not millionaires. I'm lost. So everyone is just doing like right now in San Francisco, everything is legal to do. It's legal to steal. It's legal to sell drugs. It's legal to chase people with guns and get away with it. The police is not doing anything. The judges is not doing anything. The mayor, London Breed, she needs to get out the office. She's not doing anything. From the district attorney, no one is being all upholding. They are letting all this stuff go down to crap, and all of them are Democrats. We need to get Democrats out the office and replace the Republicans, because at least the Republicans, if they treat everybody the same, it's just they're not picking and choosing. They just treating everybody the same. The Democrats, no, they are literally running our country down, and we need them out of the office, period.
Why do you think, because the government in California is Democrat, controlled by the Democrats, why do you think the voters in California keep voting for the same kind of people? They keep voting them in.
Well, for one, like how people are saying, like the black people, they don't vote regardless. We are not ignorant. They go. We are the number one people at the DMVs. Everyone has a license and everyone has a ID. Okay, so right now it's not that like people is not voting for Republicans. The only reason is because, like you said, the Democrats are trickery. Like they're doing things and they having people believe like they're gonna literally do things for them, but they're not. It's not being racist. They're only doing things for foreigners. That's it.
Yeah.
And they're only doing things for the foreigners. And black people are so lost, and white people too, white Americans too. The white and black Americans are in the same boat right now, but white people think that they're not in the same boat as us. Listen, America does not care about you neither. They only care about the foreigners. You are got the white people is doing fitting all, the white people is stealing. I can show you on the San Francisco streets, it's more homeless white people. I've never grown up and even knew that it could be a homeless white person.
Yep.
They're everywhere.
That's right.
They're everywhere.
Yep.
So it's just not the black people. White people, wake up in America. They don't give a heck about you neither. You're done too. We're all in the same boat. If you're not a foreigner, if you're not from any kind of foreign nation, they don't care about you. They do not. And trust and believe, the foreigners do not care about America. They want to get back just at America, just like America have took over all their colonies. They're coming back, setting up, and just sitting, waiting in place. Okay? Like, they do not care about this American United States at all. At all. They're the richest people here. They're getting more things than black people, and we still ain't got our reparations when we are the innovators of the whole United States.
Where is my reparation?
Where is the reparation?
I'm waiting.
I'm waiting for it, too.
Amazing. Denise, thank you so much for your call. I appreciate it. Call me again, all right?
All right. Thank you.
Amazing. Appreciate you, Denise. Amazing. 888-7753-77. She's right about that. If you don't wake up now, when? Yoki, a first-time caller out of Florida. Yoki, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Good morning, Mr. Peterson. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, I appreciate your call.
A first-time caller from Miami.
First-time caller from Florida. Welcome to the show.
So I'm calling because I'm calling first as a child of God. Turned back to Christ 15 years ago. And even if I'm living in the most sinful city, Miami, very superficial, I'd like to encourage your listeners to please understand that no one controls you. The only person that controls everything and is perfect is the Lord God. And I would like to remind individuals that are conservative, as an immigrant person that came back in the 1980s, our traditions have changed. And it's not a make America great again concept with all the immigrants that are coming here. Unfortunately, it's a way to divide everyone. Too much culture in one place, it's a melting pot of disaster because we forget our roots. We forget there's a constitution. There were founding fathers that were 100% under God. That's why they fled their original country. We came here, all of us, as immigrants, but we have to remain that we fled for a reason. And it was to get away from the oppression of ourselves. Everyone is oppressed by themselves. Lazy, poorness, ignorance. People are selfish, and it needs to go back to you as an individual. And I appreciate you as a voice of reason that brings together the word of God, scripture, family, and individual accountability, which is what we're missing. And a lot of the people get confused by the noise, the internet, the social media. These are tools of the devil. People don't understand these TikToks, Facebook, Instagram. It's a brainwashing tool that infiltrates your mind, your soul, and then you become a sheep, which is exactly what's been happening around the world. So this division is a global issue. Everyone's waiting for one Antichrist. Antichrist means anything that's against Christ. And right now, this phone, the internet, is the one tool that connects all of us, and it spreads information, confusion, the government, health organizations. I mean, this is it's all about you allowing the noise to infiltrate your mind.
Amazing.
And a lot. Go ahead, sir.
You're absolutely right. Let me ask, and you said that you are a child of God, right? Did you say that?
Yes, sir.
Do you still have anger?
No.
So you never get angry?
No, sir. Once you turn into Christ, you're at peace. You walk with peace.
And how did you overcome your anger?
By prayer.
By prayer?
Yes, sir.
Did you forgive your mother?
I forgave my mother, and I forgave anyone that I've ever had an issue with.
And did you tell your mother you forgave her for what? For turning you away from your father?
Well, she didn't. Well, no one turns me away from my father. The only father I have is God.
Oh, you never had an earthly father?
I did have an earthly father, but I consider my father being God. He's the only father that's going to be there for you no matter what. He will never abandon you.
Oh, so you're calling your earthly father God?
No, sir.
Oh.
My earthly father is my biological father that was with my mother.
Were you close to him?
I was not close to him.
Why not?
Well, my mom left our country of origin when I was 4 years old, so he stayed back. And we came to, thankfully, America.
So your mother took you guys away from another country and brought you to America?
Yes, sir.
Why did she do that to your father and you?
Well, my father was a cheater, and he was having affairs, and he was a communist. So we fled from the country for our own safety and a better opportunity of life.
And so you love your earthly father?
Yeah, I do. I love everyone. And I did forgive my father as well. You can forgive. You just don't have to accept the sin.
You forgave your earthly father for what?
For his sinning ways.
What did he do?
And for not being in my life.
But your mother took you away from him.
Well, no, he actually agreed. It was an agreement.
Amazing. And so did you forgive your mother for taking you away from your father?
I forgive my mother for everything she has done wrong, like we're supposed to forgive.
And did you tell her?
Yes, sir.
What did she say when you told her, I forgive you for what you've done wrong?
She said, thank you for forgiving me.
Amazing. And what is it that you had to forgive your father for?
Well, because when you're young and you're doing things for the government and you forget about God yourself, because that's what communism does. You put a country and your human instincts first over Christ, which that leads you to forgetting about your children and you as a leader of your household. So I forgive that.
What did your father do to you that you had to forgive him? What did he do to you?
Well, I would imagine that a father's supposed to keep their child safe. So he did not keep me as his daughter safe.
What did he do to you that you had to forgive him?
I don't believe anyone does anything to you. I believe that things just happen. So I forgave him as a person, as a sinner. He didn't have to do anything to me. I don't see people hurting people as somebody inflicted some pain that created you to be a bad person. I think that comes within you. You have to identify as what do you want to be a child of Christ? And you want to walk in a righteous path, or do you want to allow circumstances in the environment or other people's sin to affect your mindset? And I don't believe that. So
what did your father? You say you forgave your father, right? I'm trying to figure out if you, unless you just don't want to say, I understand it. What did your father do to you that you had to forgive him?
No, to me, he didn't do anything. I don't see that he did anything to me.
And so that was nothing to forgive him for, because he never did anything to you, right?
Correct. That's what I see.
Nice. Yes. And so do you ever talk to him now?
I did a few years ago when his mother, my grandmother, passed away. This was about 10 years ago, which is when I forgave him.
Is he still living?
I wished him well. He's still living.
But you say you forgave him there, but he didn't do anything to you, so there was nothing to forgive him for, right?
Well, I forgave him as a sinner, as what he was doing, which was, being...
But who told you that you need to forgive someone as a sinner? You don't have a right to forgive someone as a sinner.
Absolutely, you're absolutely right. But if he himself asked for forgiveness for not being there as a father. And I said, these things happen, environment, circumstances.
Oh, I see. So he apologized for not being there.
Exactly.
Amazing.
And I said, I accept your apology, which is what everyone should do.
That's right. That's right. Amazing call. I appreciate your call. Will you call me again?
Absolutely. Thank you very much for what you're doing. You're a brave and courageous man, and God bless you for everything that you're doing.
Before you run, are you supporting the Great White Hope?
Oh, yes, sir. Absolutely. That's for another day if you like. I am a Latina woman after I'm a Christian person, single mother. We have to discuss the issues that are affecting our young men. I have a 25-year-old son. We have a lot of issues where there's superficiality and women forget what men are supposed to do and what women are supposed to do.
That's right.
To give you a call.
Let's see what the Great White Hope has to say.
We are transferring power from Washington, D.C., and giving it back to you, the people.
Amazing.
Thank you. God bless you.
God bless. Call me again. I appreciate it.
I will. Thank you. Take care, sir.
You too. Bye now. Amazing. Amazing. There's a line open, 888-773-773. Super chat.
Steve bought 3 coffees on buymeacoffee.com/JLPtalk. They're super chats, guys. Hey, Jesse, when it comes to your Amerifro, I have to say, stick with it. pointing emojis.
That's right.
Love you, Jesse. Keep up the amazing work.
Thank you. I found out, after I started growing my Amerifro back, they don't make StaySoftro anymore.
They don't?
StaySoftro went out of business. I'm like, what am I going to do? What the?
That's wild.
Then later, like, they don't make Stay Software anymore. They don't sell them. So then I couldn't find it in any store. So I don't know what I'm going to use for my Amerifro since they don't have Stay Software. So I was asking James the other day, since I have an issue with my Amerifro, I'm like, hey, what do you put in your hair? How do you comb your hair? He's like, I don't comb my hair. I'm like, what do you mean you don't comb your hair? I don't even own a comb. I'm like, what the? And I'm like, so how do you comb your hair? He like, I just run my finger through it.
True.
Is that true?
True. True story.
No wonder everybody wants white hair.
You saw what Sean does. He takes off his beanie and just goes like that, and it looks great. Like he pushes, runs his hand through
the front. I saw him do that here.
Yeah, I saw that too on the air.
What, Doc?
And so white people don't even, no wonder we all want white people hair so we can just, because you can't do that with a black hair. You need a Afro comb. No wonder everybody want long, wavy hair.
That's wild. Yeah, I'm looking on the internet, and they have discontinued it.
Announced
around like March 3rd, 2024.
How can you stop making steaks off for? I'm your best customer. I've been buying Stay Soft Pro since James Brown. James Brown. What a mess. But thank you, Steve. I don't know how I got off into that.
Amerifro.
Oh, yeah.
Gregatron bought a coffee. Hey, Jesse, yesterday I was talking to some people at work about relationships. I said, women want control, men want sex. My coworker said, Greg, that's one of the smartest things I've heard you say. Where are you getting this from? I told him Joel Friday TV. He black.
Every day at 11 a.m. Monday through Thursday, Joel Friday TV. Check it out.
Indeed.
Oh, man. Thank you.
No more thoughts, bought a coffee. Biblical question.
Which are you most interested in? Being something or doing something?
The not me is more interested in being something. All lies. I'm not interested in anything. Says No More Thoughts.
Amazing, No More Thoughts. I'll put my 2 cents in on Sunday. If the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise. Thank you.
888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, bought a coffee. What do you think What do you think about the Great White Hope supporting Mike Johnson?
Who is Mike Johnson?
He's that lame Christian-y Christian Speaker of the House.
Oh.
Who's supporting Ukraine with a whole bunch of money.
I hadn't thought about it, but I guess Trump knows what he's doing. I don't think Mike Johnson is good for the Republican Party because he keep voting with the Democrats, especially with the Ukraine thing. He could just say, no, I'm not voting. You don't have to vote with them just because they put pressure on you. And until they agree, we're going to build back America, make America great again. I wouldn't be voting with them, period. How are you going to take care of some other country and just keep dumping money over there, our money, by the way, when you are not doing one iota of a thing for America? So I disagree with Mike Johnson about that for sure. So I don't know why Trump is supporting. Maybe he knows something I don't know. But thank you. Appreciate that.
Laura Martin said, waiting for JLP into purple rain. Purple umbrella emoji with rain coming down.
Purple rain. Purple rain. I only want to see you once again in the purple rain.
Nice.
Thank you.
Evgeny Crosby with a diamond. Anybody that feels sorry for you hates you. JLP 2024.
That's for sure. When people say, I feel sorry for you, or I feel sorry for somebody, they're telling you they hate you. They have no love. They hate you. Amazing. Let me take a break. Thank you for the Zoom chat. We're finished. And more of your phone call right after this break. News coming up back in a moment. I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father. And I returned to my father. And through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, woman over children. So get From Race to Responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND. And donate to my nonprofit, BOND, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man.
Mm-hmm.
A whole lot of mess going on in the world. Crazy weather, like a dust bowl type of a thing over in Greece. Foreign aid going through that nobody, the normal people don't want. The normal, us normal idiot plebs don't want. They're going to ban, they're threatening to ban TikTok, although TikTok's probably going to sue. Who knows what's going to happen? Abortion, campus protests, and it's like trashy, dirty protests too. It's a mess. This is the end of hour one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Wednesday, April 24th, AD 2024. Hour two is coming right up. Stay tuned, guys. JLP will be right back. There is one line open. You can call in right now during Hake News, not Fake News. And then hour three is going to be Manhood Hour. So get pumped. All right. Crazy weather. CNN reports parts of Greece, including its capital, Athens, Greece, being blanketed by an orange-colored haze as dust from the Sahara Desert drifts north. Reminds me of what I heard about the Dust Bowl in America somewhere, right? Some European broadcasters are also reporting freak weather in Finland, where cities are being inundated by unusual amounts of snow. Interesting. God's judgment? No, I don't know. Foreign aid. Crooked Joe Biden, according to Commie Nonsense Network, CNN, is poised to sign legislation today granting billions, with a B, in aid for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. His expected signature comes after the Senate passed a $95 billion foreign aid package Tuesday, yesterday, I guess that was, following months of delays. The bipartisan, which almost always means evil, bipartisan almost always means evil. Legislation includes sanctions on Iran, the seizure of frozen Russian sovereign assets, and a measure that could lead to a nationwide ban of TikTok. You know that social media app that half the country reportedly uses, 170 million? Like the country's 330 million, 170 million supposedly use this thing. Its passage is a significant victory for Crooked Joe Biden, so they claim. That's what congressional Democrats and Senate GOP leader Mitch McConnell, he's the one who freezes up sometimes, right? They've long pushed to send aid to Ukraine, even as the so-called right wing of the Republican Party increasingly soured on support for Kiev. I've never really wanted to support them, but I don't know. What a mess. I don't know anything. Abortion. The so-called Supreme Court, says CNN, will hear arguments in a high-stakes abortion rights case today. So-called rights, of course. It's not a real right. Where it will consider whether hospitals have an obligation to, under federal law, to provide the emergency abortions to women who are in medical emergencies. Right? In recent months, several stories have detailed the accounts of pregnant women in distress who were denied emergency care in states with outright abortion bans or restrictive laws. On Tuesday, Crooked Joe Biden visited his rival's home turf, that's President Trump's home turf of Florida. He moved from New York to Florida, 1 week before a restrictive abortion ban in that state goes into effect. His campaign, Crooked Joe Biden's, is seeking to galvanize voters by seizing on abortion, you know, baby killing, arguing that our greatest president, Donald J. Trump's vision for America is a threat to personal freedoms, as if they ever cared about personal freedoms, and health care. What a mess, huh? Snakes. Campus protests. Columbia University said that they extended negotiations with student activists over dismantling the pro-Palestinian encampment. It looks trashy, trashy, like homeless, that has thrown its campus into days of turmoil. More than 80 tents at the school, still standing ahead of the deadline to clear the area late Tuesday night. Hundreds of people buzzed in and around the encampment. So House Speaker Mike Johnson, the Christian, the rhino guy, well, I call him a rhino, plans to visit the Jewish students at Columbia University today and hold a news conference, quote, regarding the troubling rise in virulent anti-Semitism. And he wrote that all in one word with no hyphen at America's college campuses, or his office did. So what a mess. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP. Hour two.
Thank you. got to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth. Instead of dividing them with lies, we're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show already. Manhood Hour is coming up in the next hour. This is the second hour, one line open. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. My biblical question. My biblical question for this week, which are you most interested in, being something or doing something? Being something or doing something? Amazing question. An amazing question. You can, if you like running, exercising, lifting weights, or you're playing soccer, and swimming on the girls' teams, and you're a drag queen, and you're on the girls' team, and you're beating them in their own sport, or you are a girl trying to get into the boys' team, and you hoping to beat them because they weaken themselves, you could be listening to the show by calling the listen line at 641-793-1500, 641-793-1500. And you can podcast the show, all right? To donate and have your comments read out loud, call go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Manhood Hour's coming up, I said that. There was something I wanted to give you before I went back to the calls. If you did not catch the first hour today, make sure you podcast it. Make sure you podcast it. It was amazing. And by the way, we're putting out another newsletter this year and coming up soon in paperback. It was a small paperback. If you'd like to be on the mailing list and receive a copy of the newsletter, no cost, go to rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com, and list your address that you want the newsletter mailed to. rebuildingtheman.com/subscribe. Subscribe. All right? Or call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-BOND, and say, hey, I want a copy of that newsletter. And leave your address wherever you want to mail to, and we'll have make sure you get a copy of it. It's an amazing newsletter. It is amazing newsletter. I spoke earlier about our dark and evil world. And especially now, America used to be the light of the world. Now we're the darkness of the world. Isn't that amazing? Went from light to darkness. I wonder why. I wonder why. And it's only going to get worse. And our government is making sure that it gets worse. They want the trouble upon the earth because they want to gain power and wealth. As a young lady just called from Florida, they want socialism. And they're working hard for that. Socialism is about controlling you. About controlling you. They want to control the people. That's what socialism is all about. You can't control a free person. You have to enslave them with anger in order to control them. It's going to get worse. I want to give you at least two examples of how it's going to get worse. Everybody know about this now, but just a reminder. ABC is reporting that a suspected intruder was arrested early Sunday morning after a break-in at the home of Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass, according to the police. Watch this from Fox.
House here on South Irving Boulevard just before 7 o'clock this morning. Sky Fox overhead again this afternoon as the mayor got out of a black SUV carrying a couple of bags. You can see she was flanked by several members of her team. She walks through the driveway's gates, then across the courtyard area of the property. Looks like someone comforts her briefly before she walks inside the home. Now, you may remember Bass's home in Baldwin Vista was broken into back in September of 2022. She was still a congresswoman at that time. She was campaigning for her current role as mayor.
Karen Bass, the mayor of Los Angeles, what a mess, right? I debated her before. A mess. She loved the homeless. Remember? So I'm wondering, is she okay that they broke into her home, according to reports? She loved the house. She loved the unhoused. She loved the homeless. She's trying to raise more money for them because that millions of dollars that they've already spent for the homeless people, they were only able to get 255 or something like that out of the 4,000 or something. But her house is bigger than Trump's. Where she live? And she black. I thought racism was holding the blacks back. Her house bigger than Trump, the Great White Hope House. It's bigger than Mar-a-Lago, it seems. They call it Mar-a-Lago?
Mar-a-Lago.
What?
Mar-a-Lago.
Mar-a-Lago. Is she black? How she get away from the white people? The white superior. White supremacy, they call the white folks. Because they believe white people are superior to them. According to Fox, here's what Kevin Dalton, who fled California for Idaho, not Navajo, but Idaho, he fled California for Idaho, joining Fox and Friends to discuss his reaction to the second break-in of Karen Bass, right? Watch this from Fox.
Crime doesn't really hit you until it actually impacts you personally. I'm curious what prompted your move out of Los Angeles.
Well, I was watching Los Angeles deteriorate over the past two decades. There was no usable parks. There's no schools that are safe. There was no reason to continue to try to work so hard to give my son a great life in California. And we couldn't use parks. We had a gigantic park two blocks from our house that we could never step foot in because it was taken over by homeless people. And now you have a mayor who's constantly telling you crime is down. Well, this is the second time your house has been broken into. You tell us homelessness is getting taken care of, except we see the numbers and it's just thousands of people dying. Oh, try calling 911 for anything less than literally having a knife sticking out of your chest. And the LAPD is never going to show up. And it's not their fault. They are so overwhelmed with violent crime that if your house is broken into, if it's a property crime, good luck with them showing up.
That's amazing. I never imagined, I moved out here in 68, and I never imagined that, 1968, I never imagined that. When I walked off the plane at 18 years old, I literally thought I walked into paradise. Beautiful palm trees, clean city. I never imagined it could get to this. I not understand human nature. Human nature is evil. All human nature is evil. Human beings are evil, right? So I understand now, but I never imagined that human being would deliberately take something so beautiful and do this to it, turn it into garbage for their own personal gain. Because that's why the government is doing it. The representatives are doing it for personal gain. I don't know. I just, it didn't crop on my. I was blind and could not see. One other thing I never imagined in my whole life that would happen. I remember a while back, we told you about in my country, America, that they were getting rid of the qualified air traffic control people, pilots, and things like that. And they were replacing them with unqualified black people based on affirmative action. But they had no experience in flying planes or air traffic controlling. And people are like, no, that's not true. That's not true. It's not affirmative action. They know what they're doing. I'm like, no, they don't. They don't know. And I never thought that they would put our life at risk in an airplane by putting people there that have no. Now, they put them in stores and in the post office and the bank. I kind of see that, but I don't agree with that either. But they have now taken away the qualified people, the ones that build the planes and work on the airplanes. I worked for the airport for a while, American Airlines, in my 20s. And I worked for them, and I made good money working for the airline. I was making buku money. I was working two jobs, by the way. I would work my day job at the hospital from 6 in the morning to like 3 or so. And then I would go to out to LAX and work for American Airlines at night until midnight. And made buku money. I loved that job because all I had to do was when the airplane come in from wherever around the world, me and the team, my team and I would go on the plane, and my job was to put the magazines back into the back pocket of the seat. That's all I had to do. And I was making like, I don't remember exactly how much now, so if I misquote, I'm sorry. Something like $16, $18, $19, $20 an hour. And then I could fly anywhere in the world, first class at no cost. If we flew on a different airline, we just paid the taxes. But as long as I was on American Airlines, we didn't have to pay a dime because we worked for American Airlines. I love that job. And Lord, here come Ronald Reagan. Because the airline went on strike and they wouldn't go back to work. And Ronald Reagan, okay, you're not going back to work, you're fired. And he fired us. Where is he now? Where is Ronald Reagan now? I rest my case. But I never imagined that one day they would put our lives at risk to appease people of color and to feel good about themselves. They are deliberately, the government, doing this to keep us in fear. And I said, once that starts happening, it's going to be trouble in the sky. Trouble in the sky way. Well, lo and behold, apparently, DEI is now running the runways. CBS is reporting. In a warning to American Airlines pilots, their union, the Allied Pilot Association, says it's seeing a significant spike in safety and maintenance-related problems in our operation. What do you think going to happen? You're hiring people that are not qualified. They're getting rid of all the qualified white people and put in the unqualified color people. What do you think going to happen? Maintenance is going to be bad. Look at the bank service now and the post office. Bad service. And then they so nasty, the workers are, you almost don't want to ask a second question. Well, lo and behold, according to NBC, a JetBlue flight nearly collided with a Southwest Airlines plane at Washington, D.C.'s Reagan National Airport on Thursday. the latest close call to unfold at a U.S. airport. Watch this from live ATC Net.
7 Taxi Alpha.
Southwest 2937, Washington Ground, give way to the American Airbus left to right, runway 1. Taxi via Kilo Charlie. Cross forward, Charlie, pull over to the right, tower on the other side.
All right, after American, going to 1, Kilo Charlie, clear to cross forward, let's stay to the right, Southwest 2937.
Blue Street 5226, left turn at November behind Embraer, ground point 7.
Left turn November behind Embraer, ground point 7, Blue Street 5226.
Stop, Southwest 2937, stop.
We stopped, we were cleared to cross runway 4.
And we stopped, Blue Street 5226.
Wow, that close it was. No, I'm sorry, baby, that's the wrong way. I thought that was south. No, baby, go that way. You can go down, yeah. Hold on. Lord have mercy. Jesus. You ain't seen nothing yet. It just continues. In the same way, you haven't seen nothing yet. If you allow the Allah, or Allah people to say death to America. I want my country back. My country is no longer tears of thee. No, baby, that's the wrong way. Lord have mercy. I don't know how to read this here bold. I was looking out the window. I ain't seen no airplane coming. Hold on, Southwest. Hold on. Wait. JetBlue, don't go. Oh, Lord, don't go. Wait, Southwest. And not only is that going to get worse, somebody needs to do something before we have a serious situation. You know what I mean? Can't you see it coming? There's a cloud or storm coming. Let's go home. A storm is coming. Let's go home. This is funny, what I'm about to show you. I guess it's funny. Some of you know the guy, the mayor of New York, Eric Adams, right? A black guy, no good. And when you see him on TV, he seems kind of big, like he used to be a police. Well, Eric Adams was flying from back to New York, according to the report. And some woman got on the plane and saw him up there, and she started yelling at him. And I want you to, he looked like somebody let all the air out of him. He looked like a little weasel sitting in the seat. He looked like somebody inflated, like he was inflated, like all the air just went out. New York Post, a foul-mouthed flyer berated Mayor Eric Adams on a New York-bound airplane. Watch this from X.
Hey, Eric Adams?
No, he looks so little.
Yeah,
scared.
You! You support the genocide in Palestine. There are homeless people all over New York. That girl was partying. You don't actually care about the citizens of New York.
He looked like, what the?
You know there are people being arrested there. People are homeless in New York. People cannot afford food. You keep cutting the education budget.
Where's the flight attendant when you need them? Oh, they too fat to run down the aisle. What a mess. And he looked like he was kind of smiling because he thought the lady was going to be nice. She's like, you aired him? His eyes bucked out. He looked happy. And she's like, thank God he had a bodyguard there, right? Do you have a bodyguard? Do you? He's protected, but you're not. And last but not least, the Allahu Abba people, the Palestine people, getting out of control. Really. And the more you give, the more they want. And they all the young people that protested, they have no idea what they're doing. Zero. Really. What's a DMV? Oh, yeah, you're right, Joel Fry. The DMV, awful. I remember with DMV, you could go in and you were out. Now it takes forever and a day. And the black workers were so mean at the DMV, you don't even want to go to their window. You think the post office is scary? Go to the DMV. Well, the anti-Israel people are out of control now. They're taking the joke too far. And they don't know what they're doing. I promise you they don't. They don't know where the river and the sea is. They don't know where it's located. Oh, they're by the post office. Now they're starting to go to some of the representative homes. And they're demanding that the university stop taking money from Israel, from the Jews, I mean. If the universities stop taking money from the Jews, the school's going out of business. What's going to happen with these Allahu Akbar people? They're not thinking. That's the problem. They are like in front of these people's homes now. This is from Fox. Anti-Israel agitators protest in front of the Brooklyn home of Chuck Schumer in protest of American support for Israel. Watch this from ABC.
The violence and unrest overseas leading to protests in our area throughout the day. Tonight in Brooklyn, dozens of people were arrested. They were protesting near Senator Schumer's home, trying to stop what they're calling a genocide of Palestinians in Gaza. This protest comes after several others earlier today, including a march through part of Manhattan. Eyewitness News reporter Safan Kim has that part of our coverage.
There were several arrests today as protesters on opposing sides got into scuffles. Tensions still very high. Overall, though, protests in the city were overwhelmingly peaceful.
Yeah, right. These people fight one another over nothing. They have no idea why. Isn't that amazing? No idea why. Somebody is controlling these people. And they're just getting a thrill from it, being out there yelling and screaming and protesting. They don't know why. They just want the thrill. As long as they can get the thrill. All for the thrill of it. I want my country back. You must return to the Father. It's only going to get worse. 888-7753. 773, a spiritual battle. It's not physical. I promise you it's not physical. It ain't about color. It's not about male or female. It's spiritual. Good versus evil. Let me go to first-time caller out of Kansas. Smig, I believe that is. A first-time caller, Smig. Smig, welcome to the show. You're on the air. Smig. Smith going once. Smith going twice. Smith is gone. I'm going to let Sean just check it out because I think he's still there. Maybe just hit a little something. Let me go to while we're working on Smith. First time call out of Texas. Sean. Out of Texas. Sean, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Thank you, sir. How are you doing today, Jesse?
All this well, Sean. Thank you.
Hey, Jesse, I had a question. I've been doing the silent prayer. I've been doing a lot of, I would say, cross-referencing mentally with my own interpretations or readings or understandings of the Bible. And when it came to the ego, I thought about, you know, the knowledge of good and evil. And I thought the ego is evil. Is it possible that the knowledge from the tree of good and evil, you know, way back in the days of Adam, if that was sort of the installation process of us sort of inheriting that evil, right? Because, like, we didn't know we were naked and all of that. I was wondering what your thoughts were on that.
No, the knowledge of good and evil is evil. And we inherited evil nature because, well, the men got it because Adam listened to the woman, and the woman got it because, the women got it because Eve listened to the serpent. Had Adam not listened to the woman, we would still have the nature of the father.
Gotcha, gotcha. So what would you say the ego is?
Is the nature of the devil is evil.
It's just, is it more spiritual, you think?
Absolutely. And it's intellectual. Gotcha. All intellectual, well, all people with anger are evil, but the intellectual people are even worse because they think that they're God.
Amen to that.
But
yeah, that's
it is
been my
spiritual.
Experience, too. Yeah, because when you digest, like, a lot of sermons or Christian teaching or any religious teaching, it's always from some sort of egomaniacal person, essentially, right?
I'm sorry?
Like, when like a lot of Bible teachers, like, they sort of profess themselves, they put their piety on display, and that's
Bibles,
very egocentric.
Bible teachers are enemies of God. They hate God.
Wow. Wow. Yeah, that's... I'm starting to come to that conclusion too, Jesse, and that's through kind of stumbling upon your teachings or you know, your
Have
show,
you forgiven your mother?
Oh, man, I tried that, Jesse. That was wow. That was interesting. I followed your process. I tried to call her and talk to her. She lives out of state. I'm from Massachusetts originally, and that's where she lives. But she wouldn't talk on the phone at length with me. Like when it got to anything that was real deep, she always keeps things superficial. I've always been the black sheep of the family or whatever the case is. She never really liked me because I always liked the truth. I don't hate her for that. It's just, that's just kind of been the way it is. And I told her that I just said, hey, look, I forgive you. And I laid it out. And she said she didn't need to apologize for anything. And then she started to insult me. I was like, oh, okay.
And so were you able to forgive her?
Internally, yes. And I profess the words, you know, to her.
Profess what words?
And just that I forgave her for berating my father, for you know, making him weak. Yeah, yeah.
And
that was certainly experience.
And did you forgive your father for not protecting you from her?
You know, I haven't talked to my dad on the phone I haven't talked to my dad in person since I was in eighth grade.
Why
He's
is
on
that?
My Facebook.
Why is that?
I don't know. He left. You know, he got remarried. We saw him on the weekends for a little while, and then he just disappeared. It just, you know, in the ethereal, he just slipped away. He called me before I went in the military to, like, say, hey, you know, good luck or whatever.
Do you know how to get
tried...
him?
What's that?
You said, and then he tried what?
He tried to kind of reach out to me and my brothers, like... 10, 11 years ago, actually about 13 years ago, which, you know, it had been, you know, 20 plus years since I'd seen him. And, you know, he apologized. He's like, hey, you know, I wish I had done more. And that was just about it. That, you know, the conversation just never really went anywhere. I tried to talk to him about, like, hey, you know, what's his advice on this career path and try to build that relationship. But he's always been very distant and he you know, it just never went anywhere.
And so why haven't you reached out to him to forgive him now that you understand?
I don't have his phone number. The last time I tried to talk to him or connect with him, you know, via the way that I only way I have, which is through, you know, social media, you know, I wished him a happy Father's Day. And all he sent me back was like the thumbs up emoji. And I was like, okay, this is just, you know, like, what's in it for me sort of thing.
And so why haven't you reached out to him to forgive him now that you understand? Hold that thought. Let me take a quick break. I did not hear the music. Sorry about that. Let me take a quick break. Don't hang up, Sean. I'm back in a moment. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Okay, welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Couple announcements before I go back to the phones. Brand new episode of The Fallen State this Friday, if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise. Brand new episode of The Fallen State. I had an amazing, literally fun, but yet insightful, amazing discussion with Jamie Kennedy. And Jamie Kennedy is an actor, comedian, and producer. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
What's important to you?
Just talking about common sense.
So are you a Christian?
I low-key believe we're in a spiritual warfare. But if you say that, people call you crazy. Do you know Baphomet? Do you know Baal?
Did you ask, do I know where the bathroom at? I saw you in a movie acting black.
I don't want to see your ass in front of Baby Gap no more, bitch.
What's wrong with the black?
Oh, God, here we go. Stop! Clip that. He loves white people. I'm not falling for that.
But listen, I got to put you on the hot seat.
This wasn't hot enough?
It was absolutely funny, but and you'll see once you see the whole thing, insightful. Really. Insightful. TheFallenState.tv. And don't forget to support The Fallen State. Support The Fallen State. Go to TheFallenState.tv/donate. TheFallenState.tv/donate. Or locals.com in the description link there. I do appreciate it. And sign up for our newsletters. We have a brand new newsletter going out soon, next couple of weeks or so. And you can get a hard copy at no cost to you. Go to rebuildingtheman.com/subscribe. rebuildingtheman.com/subscribe, all right? And donate to the organization. I appreciate it. rebuildingtheman.com or call 800-411-BOND. Let me go back to Sean, a first-time call out of Texas.
Hey, sir.
And so, Sean, why haven't you contacted your father now that you understand?
I guess just, I don't have a good answer for that, not that that exists anyways, but the thing I was leaning on, I guess, or what I sort of just summed it up as, is every contact and every experience I've had with him has been sort of very nonchalant and, didn't really go anywhere.
But you got a response. You got a response from him when you wish him happy birthday. He gave you the thumbs up. So why haven't you tried to reach him through that way, going through that?
I don't have a legit answer for that as to why not. I guess I was a little afraid.
Of what?
Probably the rejection, I guess, more than anything, considering what happened with the mother. You know, even though my understanding of what you preach in terms of that is that by doing that, it releases him. And in a way, because my grandmother,
it doesn't release him, it releases you.
true. So my question there is, like, when you do things like that, is there like weird thoughts start to, you know, obviously you watch your thoughts, right? So they pass through, and that thought comes in, like the guilt thought, where it's like, hey, if you're doing it for yourself, you're greedy. Like that's obviously an evil thought. And that's not necessarily stopping me from contacting him. My question is on that, or my reason why I've paused on that and not calling or reached out to him, is because I don't know that it's good for me, like, to even bother with him, like, in that regard. Not that I don't loathe him, I don't hate him, I totally understand why he did what he did. My mom obviously, you know, berated him, et cetera, you know, emasculated him, all of these things. And I understand that. It's just dawning on me right now that you asked that question. Because, you know, maybe he doesn't even know why he is the way he is. So would that be like, in essence, shedding light to him, like giving him light?
Do you love your father?
I can't say I love him. I don't even know him.
And so how do you expect to have peace on earth or return to God if you refuse to return to your earthly father?
I don't have a good answer for that. I love my heavenly father. I love Christ.
How can you love your Christ? Is Christ your heavenly father?
Well, no. He's my heavenly brother, I suppose.
Why do you say I love Christ, my heavenly father?
Because I do subscribe, or maybe perhaps loosely, to the Trinity, and that he's the triune God, and he's the direct representation of God in the flesh.
Where you get that from?
lots of your very standard, typical Bible-thumping Christian teachings.
Mine?
What's that?
You said lots of, the Bible-thumping teaching thing?
Yeah, correct.
And why did you believe it? You never read it? You never seen it?
No, I read it.
You never read anything about the Trinity?
I have.
No, you haven't.
I mean, I have.
Where?
The Bible. Well, the Bible doesn't necessarily represent, but...
Where in the Bible have you read anything about the Trinity?
Well, Jesus says that he is I am. So therefore, he professes divinity there when he's speaking to the apostles.
He never said nothing about divinity.
But he said he is I am.
And so how did you put divinity in that, because he said I am?
Because the I am precedes everything. Therefore,
and so that's how you put divinity?
It's akin to divinity. It's something I can't necessarily describe.
Let's go back. So you say you love Jesus, right?
Yes, sir.
And how can you love Jesus and hate your father?
I don't hate my father.
You don't love him. If you don't love him, you hate him.
Well, there's shades of truth there. I'm not disagreeing with you entirely there, but I believe hate, maybe my definition of hate is to actively despise or to wish ill will and that sort of thing.
You're angry at him, and anger is hatred. Why don't you forgive him?
I think I will. I think I will.
No, why haven't you? Why do you think you love Jesus, but you don't love your earthly father? You have not forgiven him. Because if you loved him, you would have forgiven him.
I do forgive him. I haven't professed it out loud, but my understanding of forgiveness, as to loosely quote Christ, is that nobody goes to the Father through the Son, but nobody goes through the Father without repenting and asking for forgiveness.
You've never seen anywhere where it said ask. It said go and forgive.
But it also says I can't remember if it's the end of Mark, or it might even be at the end of John, where he says to the apostles, if you don't forgive people, then they're not forgiven.
And so you're not forgiven because you have not forgiven your earthly father, and yet you claim you love Jesus.
No. So, Jesse, if you rewind back to, like, when we first started talking about my dad, he asked for forgiveness, and I already forgiven him.
You have not forgiven your earthly father. That's why you have not contacted him.
Possibly that's true.
And your father cannot ask you for forgive and you forgive. You can't forgive. Only God forgive.
So if only God forgives, how do I forgive if I'm not God?
You forgive by admitting you're wrong for hating him, being angry at him. Anger is hatred. You can call it resentment. You can call it hatred. You can call it, it's the same evil spirit.
But
I don't feel angry or resentful. Then why haven't you contacted him then?
Because every contact I've had with him has been superficial, and it doesn't seem like, you know, it seems to be honoring.
What that had to do with you? Are you superficial about forgiving him?
No.
Then why haven't you contacted him?
Because he apologized a long time ago.
He did, but not you.
So what am I apologizing for?
For holding anything against him.
But I haven't.
You say you feel you have a fear of rejection, and that's why you haven't contacted him.
Well, the fear of rejection is based on what happened with my mom.
But you say you had that with your father too. That's why you have not contacted me. You said.
Right. Correct. No, it's correct. I have a fear of the rejection, but I also have a fear that, like, it might, you know, like, why bother him? Like, you know, if he doesn't want to be bothered, like, it, you know, I don't. I guess that's the question.
Did he say he didn't want to be bothered?
No, he didn't say
that. Then how you come up with that idea then?
Based on the way he acts, et cetera. You know,
what that have to do with you?
It just has to do with him, I guess.
What does that have to do with you? You got to live your life. You are trying to come out of hell. Why are you letting his action keep you in hell?
I don't have a good. That's a good question. I don't think I should do that.
Why are you doing it?
I don't think. I don't know. It's a good question. I guess I'm used to hell, and maybe it was comfortable for me.
Why do you lie to yourself and say you love Jesus when you don't love your earthly father?
I didn't look at it as lying. I didn't look at it that way.
Where did you look at it as?
I looked at it as being more like Jesus because, you know, I wasn't.
You're nothing like Jesus. How are you going to be more like Jesus? Jesus never held anything against anyone.
Right. I didn't view my actions as holding anything against me, I guess.
Oh, I see. I understand that. Go ahead.
No, that's it. That's it.
I would ask this. You say you feel he might reject you, feeling a fear of rejection, right?
Yeah.
And describe the you that fear rejection. Tell me what that person looked like.
It looks like an isolated kid that, you know, just the child, the inner child that you didn't feel love. That wasn't accepted, that was rejected, you know, and building myself up as to what I thought was a man going through life.
How old are you?
You know, I thought I had 45.
So you still haven't described the person that you describe the emotional state, the psychological.
Correct. That's true.
But who is the person? Who are you?
I'm just a man that lives alone. Lived alone with a dog and just trying to get closer to Christ. That's seeking the truth. That's the only way I could define myself at this moment, Jesse.
So do you know who you are?
Other than those words, no. I guess I don't.
And what is it like not knowing who you are? Because all you've named so far are emotional stuff.
Yeah.
And you're not your emotions. Who are you?
A person, a person who doesn't know who he is, maybe.
Do you want to know who you are?
Yeah, absolutely. No, that question you asked earlier, and maybe it was the biblical question I heard when I was on hold, was, are you the action, right? Or could you, I don't want to butcher it.
Which,
could you ask that question?
Which are you most interested in, being something or doing something?
Yeah. I lived my life entirely with the goal of being something, and now I want to do something, and I don't know what to do.
And then what are you?
If you ask me that question, the only response I have is I want to be a truth seeker. I want to help people find the truth. I want to.
How are you going to help somebody find the truth if you haven't found it?
I don't have an answer for that.
So why do you want for that then, and you don't even know what it is yourself? Why are you wanting to help somebody?
Because I believe it's good.
But why do you believe that? You don't even know what it is. How you know it's good?
Because I know it's not evil. I know that's not, it sounds like a weird answer, but
you know what is not evil?
The idea of helping people, the idea of finding the truth. No
the idea
what.
Of helping people is evil. It's coming from you, and you're evil. How can a good idea come from an evil idea?
But precepts that I'm evil for, you know, and if I was to reverse that, and this isn't, by the way, I'm not trying to make this like, you know, agitation or anything, but like, I believe what you're doing is good, and I believe that you're helping people.
But I'm not doing anything, and I'm not helping people.
You don't think so?
No, not at all.
Huh. But you're shedding light on lots of truth. You're getting a lot deep to a lot of people.
I'm sitting here, and words are coming out of my mouth, but it's not me at all. I have nothing to do with it.
Huh.
I'm sorry?
So that's where the ego death leads you? No, it's an honest question. Like, is that where it leads you? Like, if you completely finalize that ego death, you completely just kill self.
Don't, and you return to the Father. Hey, let's not go there yet, because you're too intellectual. And the devil will use this against you.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. But I want to know the truth. Can you help me with that?
Yeah, I can. The truth is, you got to forgive your father and your mother. And you say you've gone and forgiven your mother. You got to forgive your father. If you don't forgive your earthly father, you will never know the truth.
Roger that. Roger that, Jesse.
And stop worshiping the devil and letting the devil talk you out of contacting your father unless he refused to respond. If he refused to respond, there's nothing you can do. But you got to apologize to your father and your mother for resenting them. They have the same psychological, spiritual issue that you're having because your issues came from your mother. And you're thinking like her, you feel like her, that will make you understand that she could not help herself, just as you can't help yourself, and your father could not help himself. So if you want to know the truth, you're going to have to apologize for resenting them, being angry at them, so God can turn the light on inside of you.
Roger that. Copy that, Jesse.
Are you doing the silent prayer?
I am. The first couple of times it was a little intense because it was like you're watching those thoughts and they just keep going and keep going and keep going and keep going. You just wait.
Yeah, you.
And then
go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
No,
go
finish ahead. That point.
Oh yeah, and then you start to there's that part of you that starts to think like or starts to kind of anticipate it, and then like it got to the point where I can only get into the spot where I wasn't thinking when I was watching your YouTube clip. And
yeah,
it's like,
but don't try not to think. You just watch and let God take over the thinking part. He'll take that away from you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So do the silent prayer. Are you doing it morning and night?
No, I haven't been habitual about it.
Amazing. So you're not ready to come out of your hell yet?
I feel like I'm ready now. I feel like I'm ready now.
You have a family?
I do not. I recently divorced. I have a dog.
You don't have any children?
No, sir.
So you divorced your wife and married a dog?
No, sir. She divorced me, and I got to keep the dog.
Oh. Why? Are you able to say why she divorced you?
I'm willing to share it. I don't know how much.
No, don't
got.
Share your personal business if you don't want to. But I can tell you
I'm
why
scared.
Already.
I'm not scared.
I can tell you why.
Go ahead.
Beta.
You think so?
Uh-huh. You couldn't handle her. You became the boy, and she became the mama.
Perhaps there's some shade to that. I think there's some struggles with alcohol involved in that. I don't mean to insult her by saying that or to gossip, but I had a hard time with her not being able to keep her word. That's why I left the state. She was supposed to come with me, but she couldn't surrender her family, I guess. I don't know if her family talked her out of it or what.
Well, I'm glad you didn't have any children with her.
I'm not sure if I'm supposed to take that as an insult or words of encouragement, Jesse.
No, I'm glad you didn't have any children with her because you would be suffer pain because she would keep your children away from you.
Yeah, it's possible. Yeah. Possible. I don't know.
But listen, whatever reason you left, don't look at her anymore. Look at yourself. Because she was not your problem. You were your own problem. She's her problem. And so put your eyes on you. Do the silent prayer. Forgive your mother and father. And God will take over. It's going to be amazing for you, all right?
All right. So you went back to one thing real quick. You had said that the words just come through you. You kind of spoke on that earlier, and then you kind of, you know, stopped me from being intellectual. Is that can you dig in on that a little bit? Because, like, is that, like, sort of like what happens when you sort of meet that goal of the ego death?
All right. I do want to tell you this, but I don't want you to get into that because Satan would use that against you. He would make you think that you're doing something that you're not. And it's nothing like what I'm telling. It's totally what's happening, but it's not like what you think. And but if you stay with the prayer and watch those thoughts, God will take over your thinking.
Fair enough.
He will control.
Fair enough. Can I tell you?
He will control you.
Fair enough. Hey, can I tell you a bad joke?
Yeah.
All right. Who's the Antichrist?
Hake.
Sorry, Hake. I was gonna say AI, and then who invented AI and internet? Al Gore. How do you know that's true? Algorithm. See, that's a terrible joke. That's awful.
Yeah, it is. What the? But nice try.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Sean. Call me again.
All right. We'll do. Bye-bye.
All right, buddy. 888-7753-773. Let me go quickly back to Smig. See if it's working. The first time caller out of Kansas. Smig, let's try it again. Go ahead. Smig! What the? All right, no Smig. Let me go to, Super Chat.
Super Chats.
Canadian David is a monthly supporter on Rumble. Press 1 if you want a JLP cover album. Press 1. Nice. Thank you, Canadian David. Someone bought 3 coffees. No message. Thank you, someone.
Thank you.
Wayne, I am that I am, bought a coffee. Hey, Jesse. Jesse, you have hair. Amazing. Did you ever have a hair transplant? Monkey covering his eyes, see no evil emoji.
Never. As a matter of fact, I had started shaving my hair bald because I thought I couldn't grow hair anymore. I don't know why I was thinking that. But I was thinking that.
Mm-hmm.
All thoughts are all a lie. And my barber said, you have hair, man. You can grow it. I'm like, no, I can't. All thoughts are all lies all the time about anything. Thank you. Come on, man.
Coffee from Jitsu James. Hey, Hake. Next time JLP sings a song, if you know the lyrics, can y'all duet? Really need to hear y'all sing some a cappella together from the heart one day. Musical notes emojis, mic emoji, laughing face with tears coming out, and a sideways laughing face, scrunched eyes with tears coming out emojis.
Hey, can't sing.
Whatever. I can sing. It doesn't mean that I can sing well, but I can sing. But I don't know the lyrics to a lot of your songs, but thank you for the suggestion.
Thank you. Well, hey, can't sing.
Whatever.
Bah.
Shut up. Whoa.
Thank you so much. Quick break. 1 more hour to go. Back in a moment.
I just want to say thank you for everything that you do. You've absolutely changed my life for the positive, and I just want to thank you. I was 29-year-old beta, living at home with my mom, and just was living in fear and doubt, and I couldn't hold down a job. And then I found you, and I started listening, and I started just being more at peace. And I forgave my mom, and I forgave my father. And it's like right after that, everything just changed in my life, and I was able to get a good job, and I moved out, and I live on my own now, and everything has just changed. And I just want to say thank you, and I appreciate you for spreading that message. It really is a positive message.
Amazing. That's good, man. I want people to know God love us in ways that there are no words to express because you have nothing to compare it to, right? Stay with the silent prayer. You haven't seen anything yet. It gets better.
The FBI is going to pay out $165 million to like 100 or more USA Gymnastics Larry Nassar victims. Armed teachers in Tennessee, libs hate it. They don't want pro-gun solutions. And the American Lung Association is pushing unhealthy air propaganda and grading different cities, including Los Angeles. Is there or is there not bird flu in the milk? The FDA and headlines are confusing, leaving Hake unsure. This is the end of hour two of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It's Wednesday, April 24th, AD 2024. The lines are full, guys. Manhood hour is coming right up. JLP will be right back. But first, Hake News, not fake news. After the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, do catch the Hake Report. And then after that, catch Joelle Friday TV. And then after that, American Anchor Baby. Okay? Do it. If you like. Poor gymnastics girls getting like $100,000 each. The Injustice Department will pay $139 million more to more than 100 victims, so-called victims, of disgraced, they call it, former USA Gymnastics team doctor Larry Nassar, according to Comedy Nonsense Network, after reaching a settlement Tuesday over the FBI's initial failures in investigating the so-called sexual assault case. What a mess. Armed teachers, CNN says state legislators in Tennessee passed a bill Tuesday allowing kindergarten through 12th grade teachers and school staff to be armed. Educators who seek to bring a handgun on school grounds will be subject to certain conditions, per a summary of the bill. They'll be required to get an enhanced carry permit, complete a background check, and undergo dozens of hours of training, among other requirements. The bill now heads to the desk of Republican Governor Bill Lee for his signature. It's a contentious debate on arming teachers comes as, quote-unquote, gun violence, no such thing, remains the leading cause of death for kids, they mean children, in America. This year alone, 436 children under 18 have been killed in so-called gun violence, according to the so-called Gun Violence Archive propaganda. Unhealthy air. Nearly 40% of people in the United States live with unhealthy air pollution, per Comedy Nonsense Network. That amounts to 131 million people living with levels of polluted air that can significantly affect their health. That's up from 119 million in last year's data. They say extreme heat, drought, and wildfires among the factors that have contributed to the increase. I wonder if we can blame Canada. They had some fires that had the smoke come down here. But that's especially in the western part of the country, so that doesn't sound like Canada's fault. Several cities in the region, Los Angeles, Phoenix, Arizona, Denver, Colorado, also received F grades for ozone smog. Wow, Denver. According to the report, ozone pollution is formed from emissions from cars, power plants, and refineries. And maybe not in that order, and who knows what the whole truth is. You don't get the whole truth from the media. Is there bird flu in the milk? Is there or is there not? Quote, we have seen nothing that would change our assessment that the commercial milk supply is safe. That's what the FDA stated Tuesday, that they detected viral particles of H5N1 bird viruses in milk purchased at U.S. grocery stores. However, the agency still believes pasteurized milk is safe to drink because it is unlikely that the particles could infect people. Unlikely. I guess that's sufficient. Anyway. There are also these things called non-compete clauses. There's a ban on non-compete clauses. Yesterday, the Federal Trade Commission banned companies, according to the ladies at the Skim, from creating new non-competes and threw out existing agreements for anyone other than senior executives. Industries from fast food restaurants to Wall Street use those clauses to keep employees from working for a competitor and starting their own business once they've left. The FTC estimates non-competes affect about 1 in 5 American so-called workers. The ban is set to go into effect this summer, but faces a looming legal battle. Businesses say that non-competes are vital for keeping their trade secrets under wraps. Sounds like they're enabling snakes, but I don't know. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP, Hour 3. Thank you.
had to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth. Instead of dividing them with lies, we're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show already. Isn't that amazing? You can get involved by calling 888-77-5373. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. Brand new biblical question, where's winter? So not real new now, but a new biblical question for this week. Which are you most interested in? Being something or doing something? Being something or doing something? Isn't that an amazing question? Which are you most interested in? Being something or doing something? Lots of response. I appreciate it. If you're, like, busy and you're not able to sit and watch the show live, of course, you can podcast it, but you can be listening live no matter where you are and what you're doing. We are heard around the world by everybody and their mama. Everybody and their mama. You can listen to it on your iPhone or iPad by calling the Listen Line on TalkStream Live at 641-793-1500. That's 641-793-1500. And support us on social media. Like, follow, ring the bell, all that good stuff. Ring the bell, subscribe. We're on JLP on X. Let me see if I'm saying that right. Yeah. JLP Talk on X. JLP Talk on X and Jesse Lee Peterson on Instagram, rumble.com/Jesse Lee Peterson, and cozy.tv/JLP. Well, Christ is King on Cozy. Christ is King. So it is Wednesday. It's the last hour of the show on Wednesday. Every last hour of the show on Wednesday is Manhood Hour. What is a man? What is a man? Man.
It's an adult man. Human male.
Manhood. Hillary or President Trump?
I voted for Hillary Clinton.
Beta.
Welcome to the Stronger Men's Conference.
That was crazy!
Because I want to be a stronger man.
There's only one way to get there.
If you can keep your head when all about you losing theirs and blaming it on you.
Former President Donald Trump following day two of his hush money trial.
A misogynist pig and a liar.
Trump rhymes with dumb.
Or being lied about. Don't deal in lies.
The first person to actually criminally prosecute Donald Trump is a black Harvard grad.
Or being hated. Don't give way to hating.
That president, because he's not my president, he's an illegitimate president.
The more people tell you it's not possible, that it can't be done, the more you should be absolutely determined to prove them wrong.
Amazing. That's deep. I've seen that first time. Thank you. Anchor Baby put that together.
Amazing.
That is amazing. That's amazing. You are responsible as an adult individual, an adulthood. I would suggest 18, 17. If you want to start before that, you can. But as an adult, the one thing I can absolutely promise you, male or female, I absolutely promise you, that you're responsible for you. Your hell or your heaven is up to you. Really. You literally cannot blame anyone for you. You forgive your parents because they were responsible for setting you on the right path, and parents don't do it. Forgive them. They know not what they do. They couldn't see. At that point, you're responsible as an adult. You can't blame anyone for how you feel, what you think, how you overreact or don't overreact. Anyone that blames someone else for their condition, may I use this word, is blind. You're angry and cannot see. You have hatred in your heart and you have turned away from the Father. You can't see. And you're blaming everybody else, and you're never going to have peace in blaming. There's never, ever, 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 but never, 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 no matter what the situation is, a reason to be angry. There's no reason. And anyone that's telling you that there is a reason to be angry is lying to you. They're lying to you. They're angry, so they're trying to draw you into their hell. Even when people try to hurt you due to them being angry and evil, even at heart, you can't be mad at them because they can't see. They literally cannot see. And they love their misery, and they're trying to make you miserable so they can get a false sense of feeling good, a false thrill. It only lasts for a minute, but they still want it. And if it means hurting you, they don't care. But if you're in charge of you, they can't hurt you. Now, they're going to try. Oh, they're going to try. But it's up to you. There is a God. And you're not God, by the way. You're not even the hell that you live in, but you're living in hell. And anyone that lives in their thoughts, worship and believe thoughts, when you believe them, you are worshiping them because you obey them. You're obeying your God. I want to, before I go back to the calls, I have never seen this lady before, so I have no idea. And apparently she focused on relationships. This is Manhood Hour. And so this is my first time hearing the soundbite, my first time hearing her speak. And it's highly recommended. When I say highly, you know, recommended by my producer and Joel Friday TV. He black. He's here every day, Monday through Thursday at 11 a.m. They recommended this, so I really am. I want to see it. I want you to see it. Concerning relationship. There's a woman by the name of Sadia. So this is from Sadia Psychology. And Sadia is a relationship coach who has dedicated her social presence to helping individuals and couples navigate the complexity of modern relationship. Watch this from Sadia Psychology.
So the first hidden red flag amongst men that women need to look out for is a man that has a very negative perception of their father. Now, we all have been told that look at how a man treats his mom and that's going to be an indication of how he treats you. Absolutely not true. Look at how he perceives his father. This is far more important indicator of how he's going to treat you. If it's simply things like, my mom said, he treated my mom like this, my mom, they look at a man through the lens of a woman. They become very feminine. They don't have an objective perception of reality. So they become very dependent on female perceptions. They become dependent on female approval. And not only will they look for your approval, but they'll look for other women's approval. They'll become that guy that is constantly trying to please women and not having an accurate perception of reality.
interesting. She's pretty. Yeah, nice hair. She's pretty. I want, if I can, to get Sean, my producer, and Joe Friday in here. I want to ask him something about that. And while I'm playing this next soundbite from Sadia, the Sadia psychology, right? So, and so and then I want to just, they're my experts on, a couple of experts here on the show. So I want to hear what they have to say about that. And here is, do y'all want to see this next soundbite before I play, or you already seen it?
So go ahead and play it. We'll get settled.
You have seen it already? Come see it. That way you walk across. Did you just see the first one I just played?
I've seen it right now, yeah.
Okay. And here's the second soundbite from Siding and Psychology. Here she's talking about criticism and sensitivity from Sadia Psychology.
Or if his own opinion of his dad is negative, but the reason he gives for why he has a negative perception of his dad is my dad was not emotionally available, or my dad was always harsh with criticism. He would always say that I'm not going to be much, or, you know, general criticism. The reason why that's such a red flag is that's how men are. Men are critical. What male, generally speaking, the reasons why children do better with both parents, intact families, is because they receive unconditional love and support from mum, but very conditional high standards from father, who's there to remind you that this dream you have of becoming a musician is probably not going to work, go get a real job, or this exam, you're not going to pass it unless you work hard, so stop being a failure watching video games all day. So if you meet a man who is hypersensitive to his dad just being a dad, his dad just telling him this is not good enough, telling him he needs to work harder, telling him he's going to be a loser if he doesn't work hard. That's the whole point of a father. So if you have a man who resents that aspect of a father, chances are he's going to be disconnected from his masculinity. He doesn't understand the masculine version of love. They cannot take criticism, ever. They are hypersensitive to any form of influence, any form of criticism. They act almost childlike, and they get sensitive, and they almost act very feminine. They act girly when you give them feedback, and therefore he becomes very difficult to be in a relationship with.
Amazing. And so, why are you having a cheap grin now?
Oh, go ahead.
This is Joel Friday, and his show is here on this network every Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 12 noon. Also, one of the experts, he black. And then the white guy, the real white one, Sean, my producer, and an expert here. Explain that, Joel.
So
you agree with what she just said?
I agree with what she said. Amen to me.
Okay.
Well, I mean, she
you look like you don't agree no more?
No, I do agree.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was smiling because I do agree.
Okay.
And you're asking me to break it down, like what I think about it?
Yeah, what she said, I'm keeping a clear mind because I really want to hear it and understand it.
So I think in the second clip, she says a lot of words, so sometimes you can get kind of lost in the thing a little bit. But basically what she's saying is that when it comes to a father and the mother, they both bring a different element to the household. And the father brings a very harsh type of love, which can be critical and straightforward and you know, brutally honest. And when the child is missing that balance of the father there, he tends to lean on the mother's role, which is more the comforting, the more soft thing. And then
who
they
does,
can't.
The father or the child?
The child does.
The boy.
Yeah, the boy or the girl. And when they don't have that balance of the tough love, then they tend to be very sensitive, hyper, whatever she used. And they can't deal with life there. They worry about little things. They can't take constructive criticism. They're worried about all these kind of things. They're very sensitive. So she's basically saying that's why it's important for the father to be there, because men today don't have the masculine side of what it means to be tough, so they end up being so soft and weak.
And what does she mean when she said that the father's love is conditional and the mother's love is unconditional?
Well, I think that there's a play on words that, you know, could be used differently, whether it be for me or you. But I think what she means is that, from what I think she means is, I think she said the mother's love is unconditional, right, Sean?
Right.
She said, do you remember?
She said the mother's love is unconditional and the father's love is conditional.
I'm not too sure on the intent she meant behind that. I mean, to me, it just seems like she means that the father is going to be straight up brutally honest, and then the mother is going to be the more comforting one. But this is hard. I agree with the whole message, but I'm not sure what she means by those two words.
And when you say you agree with the whole message, what's the whole message that you agree with?
That the father is the one that's more tough and the mother is the one that's more comforting, and they bring a balance into the home.
Oh, okay. And how do you break that down, what she said? And did you agree with her right now?
Yeah.
And break it down. Sean.
The only part I disagree with is in the first video when she said that, you know, if he has a bad relationship with his mother, you can sort of write that off. You have to focus on his relationship with the father. Obviously, right. if it's either one, it's going to be an issue.
Yeah.
But when I hear her talk, you know, she just seems like decent to me. You know what I mean? It's rare that you hear females talk like that, talk about unconditional versus conditional love. It's just rare that you hear females talk in that way and say those things that she just said. And as far as the unconditional, you know, that's a good way of putting it. An unconditional love is what you get from your mother. And the lie is that, you know, it has to be unconditional. But the father will say, no, it's conditional. Like,
what is a conditional love?
Now that I'm saying it out loud, it's not a great way of putting it, because you would think like, okay, your father loves you when he's telling you what to do and how to do it. Right. And he's telling you about the consequences of things. And if you don't do that, he doesn't love you. That's sort of what,
right.
You know what I mean?
Well, I think, oh, go ahead.
Interrupt you.
That's all good.
No, well, I thought you was finishing. But I was going to say that, like, to add to what he's saying, he's making a good point, is that, like, I think that...
My son said he want to marry her.
The women and the men.
If he marry her, what's going to happen with that dog?
Maybe she likes dogs.
You better hope. Go ahead.
The mother and the father, I think, in my opinion, if we're going to use the word unconditional love, I mean, it depends on what you think unconditional love is, but it should be you... Love never stops. So when people say unconditional love, it's that they're meaning that love doesn't just stop based off of what people do and don't do. It's unconditional, meaning
you
like
think
it doesn't
that's
matter.
What they mean, or that's just what you
I mean,
see.
That's how I perceive unconditional.
Oh, they don't think that.
Well, I think that that's what she means in this moment.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, I think that, I mean, that's why words could be an issue, because,
right.
But I think that she's meaning that it should be unconditional, and I believe that it should be unconditional. It shouldn't be based off of, well, you did something right today, but if you don't follow my rule as a father, then I don't love you anymore. That seems like a conditional version of love.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, when she says, you know...
Get that first soundbite from her geared up. I'm sorry. I want to replay just the first one.
Yeah.
It's almost like, I'm not sure, but it's almost like when people say conditional love, or when she's talking about conditional love, it's more like she's saying conditional, like, attention. You know, even when a father is still showing you love when he's withholding attention from you.
Right.
You know?
Okay. Let's play the first one over. Okay. This is some Sadia psychology, where she said, Sadia is a relationship coach. Okay, I explained all that. Watch this.
So the first hidden red flag amongst men that women need to look out for is a man that has a very negative perception of their father. Now, we all have been told that look at how a man treats his mom and that's going to be an indication of how he treats you. Absolutely not true. Look at how he perceives his father. This is far more important indicator of how he is going to treat you. If it's simply things like, my mom said, he treated my mom like this, my mom, they look at a man through the lens of a woman. They become very feminine. They don't have an objective perception of reality. So they become very dependent on female perceptions. They become dependent on female approval. And not only will they look for your approval, but they'll look for other women's approval. They'll become that guy that is constantly trying to please women and not having an accurate perception of reality.
And then play the second one again. Sadie, here's Sadie's psychology again. The second where she's talking about criticism and sensitivity.
Or if his own opinion of his dad is negative, but the reason he gives for why he has a negative perception of his dad is my dad was not emotionally available, or my dad was always harsh with criticism. He would always say that I'm not going to be much, or you know, general criticism. The reason why that's such a red flag is that's how men are. Men are critical. What male, generally speaking, the reasons why children do better with both parents, intact families, is because they receive unconditional love and support from mum, but very conditional high standards from father, who's there to remind you that this dream you have of becoming a musician is probably not going to work. Go get a real job. Or this exam, you're not going to pass it unless you work hard. So stop being a failure watching video games all day. So if you meet a man who is hypersensitive to his dad just being a dad, his dad just telling him this is not good enough, telling him he needs to work harder, telling him he's going to be a loser if he doesn't work hard. That's the whole point of a father. So if you have a man who resents that aspect of a father, chances are he's going to be disconnected from his masculinity. He doesn't understand the masculine version of love. They cannot take criticism, ever. They are hypersensitive to any form of influence, any form of criticism. They act almost childlike, and they get sensitive, and they almost act very feminine. They act girly when you give them feedback, and therefore he becomes very difficult to be in a relationship with.
Okay.
Are you looking for us to say something?
Say something.
I mean, I think that this affects more of the, I mean, it definitely affects the boys, the young men, especially when their father's not around because they have no example of their natural nature of being masculine. But I think that this really affects women without the father, because women tend to be really emotional or really sensitive to certain things. And then when they meet a man, they can't keep him, or they may run him off because they're thinking that he's the enemy when he's just trying to show them love. So I think it really affects the women, maybe even a little bit more than the men does.
What is the conditional love of the father that she was talking about?
I mean, like I said, she calls it conditional love, but I am assuming that she means more
assuming.
Like, yeah.
Never assume.
I mean, I'm interpreting that she means something more like conditional attention. You know, so the example I use is sometimes is like a kid who gets in trouble in school, and another kid, you know, says something to him and he gets in a fight and he hits another kid and he comes home in trouble from school.
Right.
And the mom will say, oh, it's okay. Like, he shouldn't have said that thing to you. It's the other kid's fault. Let me make you some soup, you know. And the father will come in and say, what could you have done differently? You were wrong in that situation. You shouldn't have overreacted. You know, you got to be better. And then he doesn't give the kid the attention of comforting him. He tells him the truth and then bounces. That's it. And that's the conditional quote unquote love. It's a bad way of putting it. Conditional love is just a bad way of putting it. But I get what she's talking about. It's more like conditional attention.
And what is the unconditional love of the mother?
Of the mother
that she was referring to.
Oh, that
she is pretty, so I understand why I agree with her.
Yeah, I heard words coming out, but I didn't really.
Right, and hard to focus on the word. I'm not sure what she meant by unconditional love from the women.
Do
to
you
me,
believe
I just,
that mothers have unconditional love?
I believe they can.
How?
That Wait, they have to know God.
That's the first. Do you believe that women have unconditional love?
I believe that some do, some can.
Do you believe that women have unconditional love?
Well, not all.
Do you believe that women have unconditional love?
Well, that question is saying that it's saying all, and I can't answer all.
Do you believe that women have unconditional love?
I can't answer all.
What?
Because that women is preferring to.
Oh.
But you're saying, I'm saying that they can.
Women have unconditional love.
Some do, some don't.
What?
Some do, some don't.
What? What?
Some do, some don't.
Have you ever met a woman with unconditional love?
Maybe my aunt. It's hard to find.
Have you ever met a woman with unconditional love?
Does that mean that it doesn't exist?
Have you ever met a woman with unconditional love?
I said maybe my aunt, maybe. But does that mean it doesn't exist, though?
Have you ever met a woman with unconditional love?
Okay, so let me say no, right? If I say no, does that mean that it doesn't exist?
Have you ever heard of a woman with unconditional love?
If I say no, does that mean that it doesn't exist?
Have you ever heard of a woman with unconditional love?
I've never heard of a man or seen a man with unconditional love either.
Have you ever heard of a woman with unconditional love?
No.
How about you, Sean?
No.
Do women have unconditional love?
Nope.
Oh.
Men do.
Men do?
Yeah, real men.
And what is the unconditional love of a man?
It's the telling people the truth, whether they like it or not.
Oh. I want to respond to this so bad, but you guys like her so much. I know she's pretty.
Well, please. Why can't you respond to it? Yeah.
Please what?
I'm not going to get offended.
So she's well-meaning, right? But well-meaning is the road that pays to hell or something, right?
Yep.
Well, how did it go?
The road to hell is paved with good intentions.
Oh, good intentions. Yeah.
She definitely has good intentions. And she's pretty.
I don't know why. You don't have to convince me.
That she's pretty?
No, that you disagree. I mean, that's your opinion.
No, I don't want. I'm listening closely with a clear mind, and I'm trying to literally hear what she's saying.
Yeah.
So I can kind of pick up what you guys are getting.
Right.
And you don't. And you disagree. You don't pick up on the same things?
I want to soak in.
Oh.
All right.
Yeah.
But one last one I want to play before we go to the soundbite. I mean, a break, and I have to take some calls. And, Sean, I want you to explain this one. Real men do not get bored, right?
Right.
Wikipedia. Richard Pinocchio.
Prenicky.
Was an American self-educated naturalist, writer, and wildlife photographer who lived alone for nearly 30 years in the mountain of Alaska in a log cabin that he constructed by hand. That's too much for me to read. I went, oh, too many stuff. I'm black. Watch this from X.
In 1968, Dick Prenicky built a log cabin in the Alaskan wilderness with no power tools. He lived there alone for 30 years. During that time, he befriended the animals, hiked thousands of miles, fished and foraged for food, rescued a baby caribou, fended off a grizzly bear, picked up trash left by others, braved winter temperatures as low as 50 degrees below zero, and survived an airplane crash. And he filmed himself doing it all three decades before YouTube and Instagram even existed. By any measure, Dick Prenicky was a total badass. Show Dick some respect.
That's amazing.
Nice.
Why did he decide to do that?
Oh, I don't know, but I think it was a good idea. Whatever made him decide to do that, it was a good idea. You know, he didn't get bored. He's out there by himself.
So he just left the city and went and just did his own life.
Yes.
And you say he did it at the age of 50, right? Or something
51,
like that?
51, yeah.
51.
1968.
At 51, both men are thinking about retiring.
That's the best form of retirement.
I'm telling you. That is deep. I had not seen that before. And amazing. He looked healthy and good shape and look well, don't look sickly out of it.
Fresh air.
888-7753-773. D-Live is open. Chess is open on D-Live. To admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Okay, couple quick announcements. All right. Number one, the Hake Report is coming up at the top of this hour. The Hake, H-A-K-E Report.com. The guy with the good hair from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Pacific time, Monday through Friday. And then after the Hake Report, Joel Friday TV, he black, at 11 a.m. Pacific time, right after the Hake Report. And after the Joel Friday, the American Anchor Baby. Natural energy given to him by God. I like that opening to American Anchor Baby for the father, for the manhood hour today. Amazing. Thank you for that. At 12 noon, the American Anchor Baby, Monday through Thursday, and then on Friday, he is here at 4 p.m., flying high, not on drugs, but on natural energy. I want to remind you, you got to get your Afro Jerkies. Have you gotten your Afro Jerkies lately? Good. You can snack on them during work time if you want, or after you work out, or you just don't want to eat a heavy meal. Afro Jerky is the way to go. Watch this. People tell me I have a lot of Afro energy. Jesse, what gives you so much Afro energy, they say? Is it energy drinks? No. Is it cigars? No. This Afro Jerky from Big Club, USA. Afro male, and you can have Afro Jerky energy too. Amazing. Amazing. Good. Check out Afro Jerky. Really amazing. All right. Also, I just want to play this last soundbite, and then I'll get to your calls and super chats. It's Manhood Hour. Amazing soundbite with Richard Predicky. He's from the old school, Sean. Sorry, they don't make one like that anymore. I would never go out there, too cold. But anyway, here's another example of Now, this was like an amazing thing, and I don't know what I think about it, but I just know it's amazing that this guy had the audacity, the nerve to go out and attack and capture an alligator with his bare hand. This is from Fox. Real man gets things done, right? Fox. Unbelievable video shows a barefoot MMA fighter wrangling an 8-foot alligator with his bare hands. Watch this from X. I can see hate doing this. That's hate. You hurt your back. Better. Amazing. That was down in Florida, I believe, right?
Sounds like Florida.
I may be wrong about the wrong looking, but you say you hurt your back if you were doing it?
Yeah. Or he might get some snot on me and be like, ugh. No, I'm tough.
Amazing. So, Manhood Hour, and we'll take the ladies, too, when you call in. We'll take you as well. Let me go to Eric, a first-time caller out of Texas. Eric, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse.
Hey, Eric.
Amazing. Hey, man. I just wanted to call and say thanks. And I know I'm kind of saying thanks to you, but like it's weird because I can see it's God working through you, you know? And I started listening to your show about maybe like a year ago, and like it's just been like so amazing. It's like life's been happening so fast recently. It's just so incredible, dude. And I wanted to say thanks. You have the best radio show on this side of heaven. And I have a couple questions for you.
Okay.
I wanted to ask about the silent prayer. Recently, like it's beautiful, dude. Like I just, it just naturally like got into it, like about a month and a half, maybe 2 months now, to where like morning and night, I just do it naturally.
Right.
But
on.
These past 2 weeks, in the morning, I wanted to ask, I've only been doing it for about 10 minutes. Do I need to do it for longer?
I wouldn't put it as need or not need to. Let it happen naturally. And
yeah. And
you'll fall. It's like the light is taking over. So if I would recommend you grow it to 15, 20, 30 minutes, and eventually you'll get up to an hour. But don't worry about it. Just notice you're just doing it. But it'll happen. Don't call it naturally or unnatural.
Okay. Yes, sir.
Because after a while, you're going to want, the more conscious you become, you're going to want to be more conscious, right? And so you're going to naturally just start doing it longer because the more present you are with God, the more you're going to want naturally.
Yeah.
So don't worry about it.
Okay. Amazing. And also, I wanted to ask, like at this age, like I'm 26 now, and I still live with my parents, Beta. But I recently got a second job, and so I've kind of like been working on that, trying to move out my own place. And like I've heard you say, it's like that we need to love our earthly fathers. And I forgave my parents already, but like at this age, like is it okay for me to like go to my father and like tell him kind of like what I experienced growing up and like ask him why, why he didn't protect me or anything like that.
Absolutely.
Know?
Absolutely. That's fine. Just you and your father had that conversation.
Yeah. Okay. Perfect. Amazing.
And if the devil tried to tempt you to be angry at him, watch that anger, the spirit of anger. Don't call it you and let it pass. But if he's willing to talk to you, it's going to be amazing, man. Because what happened was when I forgave my father, I went and forgave him. And we had conversations like that. And they were amazing conversations.
Yeah. Okay.
Cool. Why are you still living at home?
Well, it's because I guess it's like growing up, I never really was aware that I was angry. And I quite honestly... like, I was a mess. I was getting into drugs, just basically looking for love in all the wrong places, you know, trying to fill that empty hole, like, with anything I could find it, women, cars, drugs, stuff like that.
Right.
And so, Like, and like I've been to jail and everything, but I never really knew, you know? And
right, I understand that.
Yeah, and one time it's like I'm going back to a little bit to what Sean said with that deja vu. I remember I went to jail, and I'm not saying it's from God, and it's like it may not be, but going to that deja vu thing, it's like before I went to jail one time, I remember it's like seeing it before I was actually there. And then it's like I got to jail, and I remember it's like looking around, and I was like, what the, like, I already knew I was going there. And life just started to happen so fast. I went to a church, but it was a mess. I kind of kept looking for God, and I eventually stumbled upon you. And that's when I started to look at myself, and I was like, kind of like, what a mess, you know?
Yeah, what a mess.
Yeah, what a mess. So then, it's like, so I'd say it's like I've recently started working on myself.
Nice.
So it's like I'm barely, it's like getting to it, you know?
Right.
I just was unaware, like unconscious.
I understand. Absolutely, man. Well, stay with it. Yeah. Stay with it. Stay with the silent prayer and watch those. All you really have to do now, from this point forward to the rest of your life, just watch those thoughts. Don't try to change anything except your physical condition. You want to get out and work and do your thing. And as far as moving out, don't just jump up and move out, but work the two jobs, save your money, and you'll see the right time to move out. That way you would never have to look back again, right? And so don't judge that situation. It's enough to see that you should have moved out, but don't judge yourself, and you'll be fine.
Yes, sir. And can I ask one more question about the silent prayer?
Yes.
At night when I do it, usually at night is when I usually do it for like longer periods of time. But it's weird because like at first, like I'm seeing the thoughts. It's like and I know that that's not me. Like because I'm just sitting there, you know. But I don't know if it's that I go unconscious or I just like become unaware. But at night, I can usually do it for about 30 minutes, but it's like I go into like this state of, I don't know if it's like a state or what, but it's just like nothingness. There's like no thought, no nothing. And like I just like come out of it, and it's like, you know?
That's where you want to be, in a place of nothingness.
Amazing.
And that's exactly what you want. So when you're in that state, don't let the thoughts tell you, oh, you made it, or, you know, I made it. And let those thoughts pass, too, because they're trying to draw you back into hell. Just let them pass. Don't call them you, and you'll be fine. And what I recommend you do, too, when you first wake up in the morning, get up, look around you, you know, open your eyes, look around. If you need to wash your face or something, you can. And try to do it a little longer in the mornings as well, because it's during the day when you have the most challenges, not only in your own imagination, but you're dealing with the hell in other people. So you want to be present as much as possible during the day as well.
Yes, sir.
But so try to get up in the morning and do it a little longer.
Yeah. And one last thing, how can I practice staying aware? Because I hear you say it, but it's like, I don't know if like I'm just thinking too deep about it or something like that, but how would I go about just like practice like staying aware and like conscious, you know?
By practicing, like when you walking from one room into another room, you're walking through the doors at home, or you're getting into your car, or you're driving down the road, and once in a while you'll be aware of your hands on the steering wheel. Or during the day, if you're in your head thinking about the past or the future, just become aware of your body, your hands and things. Little simple things like that is causing you to grow into awareness, into consciousness. Just when you get into your car, be aware you're getting in. Be aware you're opening the door. You're walking toward your car. You're opening the door. You're putting the key. Just kind of practice those little things. It's going to blow your mind.
Oh, amazing. Thank you, sir.
And don't become frustrated when you go unconscious, when you forget to be present, because you can't make consciousness happen. Only God can do that. So when you find yourself going unconscious and conscious and unconscious, don't judge it. Just see it, and you'll be fine.
Amazing. Thank you, sir.
All right. I wish you well, man. Let me know how it goes. All right, Eric?
Yes, sir. I'll give you a call back.
Okay. Amazing.
Right, thank you.
You're welcome. Amazing. Let me go to See It. Been waiting a long time out of Massachusetts. See It. Welcome to the show. You're on the, Minnesota.
Hey, Jesse. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Always a privilege to talk to you. Just had a quick question. I won't take up too much of your time. What is your view on men and aggression? You know, because I think that, you know, there's a time and place for it. But, you know, just curious to hear what your thoughts are.
And what is aggression?
Well, a great question. I know intellectually it's defined as, anger, violence, hostility, something like that. Not anger, but violence and hostility, sorry. I see it more of like a force. In my opinion, it's more like, you know, being forceful in some way. But I guess I'm not really sure exactly how to define it. But
and a man with aggression is a woman. He's a female because he has the mindset and emotions of the woman, which is his mother. He has not overcome. And he's acting just like a woman. It's not natural for a man to be that way at all.
Hmm. What about combat martial arts, for example? What about people in sports or work? Is there like a time and place, or do you think any amount of aggression is bad?
There is never a time for aggression, but always a time for consciousness. And so when you do martial art or anything like that, you got to be perfect at what you do because you got to always be present with reality. And you're going to be able to see everything and everyone around you. You're going to see the right throwdown or whatever they do if you're conscious. Aggression, a person that's aggression is not conscious, and they're going to miss the moments.
Hmm. Okay. Understood, right. Jesse. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, buddy. Amazing question, too. Thank you.
Amazing. Thank you.
You're welcome. Marco is a first-time caller out of Florida. Marcos, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Thank you, Jesse. It's a pleasure to be on your show.
Thank you. Thanks for calling. First time caller.
It's truly amazing. So I recently started watching your show a month or two ago. And, man, I don't know how I didn't know about the order of God before, that God is in Christ. Christ is a man. Man is over woman, and woman is over child.
Yes.
I feel like if everyone knew that order and followed that order, maybe we'd be back to where we were.
It would be peace on earth.
It'll be peace on this side of heaven, won't it?
100%. Absolutely. Without a doubt, yes, absolutely.
Amazing. And I want to ask you more about your Rebuilding the Man Church and what projects you have going on in the future.
Well, because of time, I want to check it out at rebuildingtheman.com. But we have men's forum the first Thursday night of the month. And then the third Thursday night of the month, ladies' forum. And we have an entrepreneur program where we help men with businesses to help them start, or if they're already in business and need some advice, we help them in that way. We started a credit union where if they don't have the money or bad credit because their mother messed up their credit by putting their name in credit when they were kids, we loan them the money and then they pay it back. We have counseling and all kinds of stuff going on.
Well, that's amazing. That's truly amazing. I also want to ask you,
it's Sunday morning.
Why do you think women are such in a fallen state these days? You tell them to not go out with their friends to clubs, bars, get drunk all night. They act like you're being crazy. Why do you think women are such in a fallen state?
Because Satan is her God, and she hates the Son of God. She hates men. She hates her father. She hates God, and she worships the devil. And she doesn't even realize what's driving her, but she's been driven by evil, and evil hate good. And so it won't let her do the right thing. It won't let her have a clear mind. And because evil hate God, it hate men, because men represent God and women represent Satan.
That makes that makes all the sense in the world. So what would you suggest? I mean, for a young man, I'm 24 years old.
That you forgive your, that you, and I want you to call me again, but I got to run after this. Forgive your mother for turning you away from your father, and God will forgive you. And I promise you, everything will start to change if you want to change. You will see how to deal with them perfectly. Matter of fact, you will see how to deal with all human beings in a perfect way.
Okay.
And do the silent,
well, if you're in a rush,
do the silent prayer at rebuildingtheman.com/church. Do that and call me.
Okay.
If you can, you can call me back tomorrow or whenever you can.
I'll call back to the show for sure. Thank you, Jesse.
All right,
I appreciate
it. Good talking to you, all right?
You as well. I'm about to.
Okay, you too. Super chat. Super chat.
Super chat. Aries 1 with a diamond, no message. Thank you.
Thank you.
Evgeny Crosby, 2 diamonds. Karen Bass had Pookie and Ray Ray break into her house to watch church with Jesse Lee Peterson.
Amazing. Thank you.
Nice choice. Elias Garcia bought a coffee. Jesse, can you say what's wrong with the Filipinos for my Filipino coworker who watches your show?
What's wrong with the Filipinos? Amazing. Filipinos. Amazing.
Thank you, and have the best show on this side of heaven.
Thank you.
Oh, you have it. He says,
thank you. Amazing.
Wayne, I am that I am, bought another coffee. Hey, Jesse, to qualify to be a pilot, you have to log 40 hours. Also, to become a commercial pilot, you have to log 250 hours. In addition, to become transport pilot, you have to log 1,500 hours. Affirmative action has not changed these FAA laws. Ding, which is a idea light bulb emoji. That was an air traffic controller mess up, but the pilots should have caught it. LOL, he says.
That was a mess up, all right. I'm not sure if those same requirements are for people of color and for females.
And it's not just quantity, it's quality of those hours.
Right, absolutely. Because I got this feeling, and we're looking into it, they lowered the standards, even with those classes or training for people of color. But the white people, they have to still do it. Thank you.
Henry Ford Lives donated a diamond or a few, and he says, a certain size hats, I'm censoring it, equals big problems. Wake up, guys. forgive me, I'm censoring you. He gave another diamond saying, hey, could disavow me, but it's the Ooze-J. Oaks-Fay. I pig Latined it for the sake of the channel.
Thank you for whatever that is. Thank you.
He's talking about the Jews.
Oh. he don't like the Jews.
I think he likes them. He just says that they bring big problems and wake up non-Jewish people.
And why are the white people allowing them to bring the big problems? That's true.
That's a million-dollar question. He doesn't mention that.
Oh, thank you, though. Thank you because of time. Thank you.
Mike Zook bought a coffee. Jesse, can you please tell the story of how Gary, Indiana turned to dirt overnight? I have a friend trying to tell me it was because of steel factories shutting down. Please tell him the real story.
Well, that did have an impact because the jobs were taken away, but it was more than that. I can't right now. Remind me tomorrow, hey, and I'll do it. But because of time, I can't go into a long story. But thank you.
Casey bought a coffee. Is reason or logic from the tree of knowledge?
What?
You know, the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Is reason or logic from that tree?
Logic only comes from God. I don't know what reason is.
He may be using that interchangeably, not sure.
Yeah, I'm not sure what reason is, but logic only comes from God. Thank you.
Not from the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
The tree of knowledge of good and evil is evil.
Wayne, I am that I am. Thank you, Casey. Wayne, I am that I am bought another coffee. Hey, Jesse, when we do the silent prayer, are we beta to God? Meaning, are we re his female? Ha ha.
That's a play question.
Huh?
Is that a real question or he playing?
It sounds like he writes parentheses after he answers, and he continues.
I don't understand the question, so I can't respond. Thank you, though.
I think not, because beta refers to brain waves at 26 cycles and alpha at 16 cycles. 3 surfer emojis.
Oh, he answered the question?
He answered the question his way, but he wanted to hear your thoughts.
I don't understand the question. Thank you. Make it clearer for me.
Jitsu James bought a coffee. I hope one day the JLP crew can do a karaoke hour special episode. Get all the JLP's greatest, Jesse's greatest hits with some tunes behind his vocals. LOL, maybe Joel Don't Work on Friday TV can do some background dance moves. Laughing face with tears coming out.
You black. Thank you. Nice suggestion.
Generous 20 coffees from Gen C. Amazing conversation with Elijah Schaefer, Nightly Offensive. Can't wait for the JLP-Elijah collaboration. big smile emoji, grinning.
I totally enjoyed talking to you, Eli. It was amazing. I hadn't seen him in a while. I didn't know he was over in Australia living. Yeah. I didn't even know you were married, I don't think.
Married with a kid, a boy at least.
Yeah, but it was an amazing discussion the other night. Thank you.
Urinal chills, alpha jerky and deer tea all day, every day.
Alpha jerky, try them. They're amazing.
Rue Ben Jamming bought a coffee. Hey, Jess and crew, been visiting protests in New York, and I have met the black woman known as she flashes people whenever she sees me. The liberal protesters are trying to divest NYU next.
So she just flashing him?
Yeah.
Oh.
When we teach Satan that schools are bad, he has no choice but to blend in and destroy it.
Amazing. Thank you.
Shout out to the top contributors, Evgeny Crosby, Coffee Talk with Sandra, Henry Ford Lives, Aries One, and the rest of the D-Live crew. And thank you, guys. I do believe that is all for now.
Thank you all very much. I appreciate it. Thank you so much. Thank you for your support. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com or call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663 to support it. Get on the straight and narrow, folks. Stay there. You will not regret it if you stay there, no matter what happens. And if you feel something about anything, know that the problem is in you. It's not the other person. It's you. Even though the other person may be trying to make you feel something, it's not their fault that they can make you feel something. Really, it's your fault. Do the silent prayer, rebuildingtheman.com/prayer. And to the callers, tomorrow is Bible Thumper Thursday already. That's true. Bible Thumper Thursday tomorrow.
What the?
Amazing call. Thank you, callers, Robert, and the rest of y'all. I can't get to you, but I'll be back tomorrow. The Lord is willing. We don't rise. The Hake Report is coming up now. TheHakeReport.com. And then enjoy our Friday TV after the Hake. And then the American Anchor, baby. Take care, folks. Amazing. So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer, and I want you to start doing it. You just download it, get the points of how to do it, and then after a while, you just do it on your own. It's going to point you in the right direction that your life will be returned to you from God. He will give you your life back, because anyone and all people who has anger, they're not themselves. You are the person that you are angry at. That's why it's so important to get to know yourself so that you can see who you're angry at. And if you're doing the hooping and hollering prayers and things like that, some people get up, oh, praise the Lord, hoop and holler, bless my mama, bless my daddy. Continue to do it. Do both. You will see if you want to stay with the hooping and hollering, or do you want to be still and know God. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church. Other than sex, I wonder, why would a man even need a woman today? Women don't know how to cook. They don't know how to clean. They're in competition with men. They don't want to be wives and mothers. Some want to get married, but they don't want to live in that proper position of life. Because the only purpose of marriage is to have a family. And that's been known forever. And so if you don't want to have children, there is no need to get married. And so I was wondering, why would a man even get married today? I never thought I'd see the day when women would be come out of her natural role and be like a man, even though she hate that role. When she was with a man that's weak, she hate him. But if he try to be strong, she'll stop it. I never imagined that. You're seeing good destroyed and abnormal is presented as normal.